Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. I'm here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. How are you guys doing? We're looking forward to a lot of callers calling today because we're doing nothing but free readings, and we're also going to have some guests with us today, too. The show is basically called Children with Psychic Gifts and Their Stories, and my guest today is going to be Coral Ruby and her brother, Moses, and we're going to be bringing them on here really shortly. I just want to go over some things real quickly. We are doing free readings all show, all 3 hours, so therefore please call in and get your questions answered. If you have any questions because of anything else we've done in previous shows about those things, that's fine too. Go right ahead. Be glad to answer any questions you want. Call in here. The number is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. Like I said before, we're going to sit there and do some readings, and actually we're going to try something here where the kids that are coming on are going to answer some questions for everybody as well. So call in with your questions. I think it's going to be a very, very fantastic show. So give us a call. See what's up. And also I do private readings as well, so let me get the information out to you. Right now it's if you call me at 937-838-6337. I do private readings, and we're having a special until the end of February, which is basically $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour for people who call on the show. People who are referred by other people that have talked to me on the show, they also get a special rate, which is $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. And if you look at my rates, that's more or less than half, because I usually charge $100 for an hour and $50 for a half hour. And right now, if you go to my site, you also notice that we're doing blocks of time, where you can actually buy big blocks of time. So if you get that in there before the end of February, I will honor everything that is purchased. So therefore, if you get six readings for $50, which is what's going on, six 1 hour readings for $50, and then 11 1 hour readings for $100. So if you get in there and get those before February, which everything's ending at the end of February, so get in there. And once those blocks of times are purchased, I honor everything. So don't worry about that at all. It's one of those things, trying to get people to help out just a little bit so you can get some blocks of time so you can actually come and get readings with me at your leisure. Takes a little pressure off there. We don't want to do that, do we? So therefore, that's what we're doing. So therefore, if you call me for private readings, the phone number is 937-838-6337. And my website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And like I said, 6 1-hour readings is going for $50, and 11 1-hour readings is going for $100. So get in there and get those things. It's going to be, it's just fantastic. It gives you time to do whatever you want to. If you want to spread them out for the next 6 months, go right ahead and do what you got to do. Just get in for that deadline in February. Okay? So let's get on with our show. Like I said, we're actually doing readings today, too. So I just want to make everybody understand that we are doing readings today. We just thought we'd have a couple guests on the day since it's Saturday, and I'll give you a reason why. My guest today is Coral Ruby and her husband. Mess up on that one. And her brother, Moses. She is a 11-year-old sixth grader who connects with the spirit world through her dreams. And her brother, he also hears spirits. He's 9 years old. So join us as we go over their stories and them talking about certain things and their experiences. And like I said before, we will be answering your questions for free readings today. So call in for that. That is 646-721-9031. And right now I'm going to bring my guest on. So I want everybody to welcome my guest today, which I'm trying to... There we go. Just working the switchboard. All right, welcome to the show, guys. Coral and her brother Moses. You guys there?
Hello? Yeah, we're here.
Okay. So say hello. I guess you'd say hello to everybody and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Coral. I'm 11 years old and I'm in 6th grade. And I dream. And it's pretty amazing.
Okay. Well, Coral, just relax, okay? And just take a couple of deep breaths. It's okay. I was just hanging out and I'm talking around the conference table, so if you're a little bit nervous, that's okay. I understand. I mean, so am I. also, is Moses there?
Yeah, do you want I'll pass it over now. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi,
yeah, go ahead.
My name is Moises. I'm 9 years old and I'm in 3rd grade. My birthday is on November 7th, and I'm the one who can talk to the spirits.
So you hear them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So how's it, I mean, exactly how's that work for you? I mean, how would I say this? When I hear them, I always hear them to the right, in my right ear. How do you hear them?
I mostly hear them in my, like, my left ear.
Okay. So, it's one of those things of talking to them, or do you talk? Or do they talk to you?
I talk to them too.
Oh, okay, so it's a two-way street for you. Okay, no, I'm just wondering. I do too. Mine are more of angels and guides, and I mean, I'm not saying I haven't talked to people on the other side because I have a tough time calling them. A lot of people say, do you talk to the dead? I don't refer to that. I refer to talking to spirits because they're not dead.
Yeah.
They've just passed on. And that body they used to have is hanging out in the graveyard. So I don't talk to that. I talk to the entity, the essence of who that person was. Do you feel, when you sit and talk to them, do you also feel their energy too?
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel when you feel that? I mean, this thing about this, and pronounce your name again. Is it Moses or Moises?
Moises.
Okay, I didn't want to say it wrong. When did you start doing this? I mean, how old were you when you realized you could do this?
8.
So basically, this is something that's happened here recently, then, I guess, in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's okay? Are you okay?
Yeah.
I mean, if it gets a little overwhelming for you, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
So let's talk to Coral and ask her a couple questions. Is she there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What's the situation with you? When did you realize that you could do what you did, and that's what you were doing? Because I mean, this is a little bit different situation because it's your dreams.
I think I started when I was about 9 years mm-hmm. old, and the first time I dreamt was about my grandma. She was really ill, and she was in the hospital, and it was very bad. And like, I had a dream that night, and it was about her in heaven with my grandpa, and they were smiling, and they were like very, very happy, and I could mm-hmm. feel their love. And then, like 2 days later, I heard that my grandma had died, and then my stepmother believed in psychics more than I did, and she said that was your grandpa visiting you, telling you that your grandma was coming home.
Wow. So, I mean, when this all unfolded, I mean, how did you feel that you, I mean, do you sit and think about it, that you, I mean, that's what you were doing, you were actually communicating with your grandmother and your grandfather?
It really felt like they were trying to say, you have to move on, don't cry as much, because when you worry a lot, you get more stress. So, like, when I understood her message, I stopped worrying about her, and it took me a long time, but then I figured that she'd be coming into my dreams at some times, and so I stopped. Yeah.
No, it's one of those things. I understand. It's one, you know, it's kind of hard to explain sometimes when you go through these experiences. But I think what you're saying is the idea of hanging on to worry, it just what makes you sick. You can't do that. You need to move on.
Yeah.
Because life is still going on, so you need to go with it. So you've been doing this since you were like 8 years old, then?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I mean, has there ever been a time that you didn't want to do it? That there was something you saw that you didn't want to deal with?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Well, in our house where we live, we don't like saying their name, but we call them losers.
Losers.
Yeah. I had a few loser dreams, you can see.
Okay. So it's one of those things, you call them losers because of the what happened?
Yeah. Bad dreams, nightmares. I just, like, in my dreams, I want to have heaven dreams and all different kinds of colors in heaven. And
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. In my dreams, all I want is a visit from heaven and my grandma speaking to me. And it's just like, it's hard for me to deal with the bad experience because, like, sometimes I don't really know how to control it, and sometimes it's just wrong for me. And sometimes it's just so strong that I wake up with a bloody nose sometimes, and it's scary to me sometimes.
Okay. So is this something that you would refer to not, I mean, is this something you prefer not to talk about?
We just don't say the word. We just say losers instead of who they are.
Okay. No problem. I mean, but is this something like, I'm just going to give you a reference to, and you can tell me if it is or not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With the situation, I used to watch The Ghost Whisperer all the time, and they used to call these the shadows.
Yeah, yeah, shadows, that's good.
Okay, and they were just, it's almost like you can sense them in the background, but you really can't get a really good picture of what they are. So I don't know. I understand, and I feel like in your situation, what I would definitely do if I were you is I would definitely invoke a lot of protection when it comes to these situations, so therefore you won't have those anymore. It's like surrounding it's like surrounding yourselves in pink light, but you could also use the visualization too to picture your whole family in a big pink bubble. Okay? And this would protect everyone who's in the house and that kind of stuff. Plus, it seems like where you're at, it's almost like a, I don't know if you guys are close to an Indian reservation or some kind of Indian artifacts or something. Does that make sense?
No, we are, and I can't believe you just said that. And another psychic told me that, too. We live right by a river, and he said it was old Indian ground. So, yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Here's
no, that's okay. You know, hang out, have a good one. I'm just it's like one of those things trying to include everyone in there. I have a question from somebody in the chat room who's asking if your parents are they mediums as well, like your mom and your dad and
your biological dad. We're not sure really.
He's not sure.
Yeah, we're all not sure.
Okay. No, I'm just saying what I heard was that he's not sure. When I say he's not sure, I get the impression he really is, but he's just not really comfortable with it.
Yeah, he's scared.
Okay, he's scared.
He is.
So, you know, with the situation in hand, it's like, I'm losing it. I'm just saying with the situation in hand, later on, I know it's like one of those things right now, things are kind of quiet, I think, because people are not really sure we were going to do free readings today. But, you know, it's one of those things, if people start calling in, you guys have no questions, you have no problems trying to answer some questions from what you hear or sense, do you?
Yeah.
I think I do. I've got fell off my chair on that one. go ahead, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, about the Indians. Sometimes I have Indians in my dreams, and they're like very angry that we moved into their property, and some of them, they're just like they're just angry at us because we moved into their property.
Yeah, I think sometimes Indians should get over themselves because, you know, they know for a fact that they were here longer. I'll give them that. Okay, they've lived here the longest, and a lot of those people are like we are now. We're just people that moved here and that kind of stuff. So the idea of getting angry at people that have no, you know, we've lived here for a couple hundred years, you know. And is it really our fault that what our parents are, the ideal, what's going on, that kind of stuff, it's not our fault. So these Indians...
Yeah.
Are trying to do their little thing of what I call intimidation. Now, from the people I've met, as in the Indians, I think they're great people, but there are a few who get very angry.
Yeah.
And
I
it's just
like,
one of those things. Go ahead, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Okay. One time in our downstairs apartment, we took lots of pictures and then we developed them, and then when we were looking through them, we saw a figure of a little Indian girl sitting next to me, and I was shocked about that because when the psychic told me before that picture that there were Indians, it really shocked me. It really did.
I bet. So... What's the one thing you do to deal with such things?
Well, I try to ignore it, and I try not to think much of it, but, you know, in my head, I'm always thinking positive things like, okay, I'm thinking positive, and right now I'm going to say to myself, I want no bad energy around me right now. Can you please leave me alone? I want to be in peace, and I won't bother you anymore. And I try to give them, like, a little talk saying just I'm not trying to be, not trying to hate to you. I'm sorry of what they did, but, you know, there's nothing I can do.
Well, it seems in some ways your friends there, as the Indians, I think in some ways, I don't think he really understands that he's no longer here.
I do, because, you know, sometimes I hear voices and sometimes I don't, but it depends.
Hmm. Right. So with the situation that's going on, I mean, I get a lot of impressions, but you guys are all ready to go then, huh?
Yeah.
Time to move on. You guys want to go back. Is that true? You guys want to go back to California, right?
We're thinking about it, but whenever you tell my dad, it's like he's anxious or nervous or he's too scared to go back to California, but
mm-hmm.
we're still about it, so.
Mm. Right. Well, I think it's one of those things that's going to happen. So.
Oh.
Don't you?
Huh?
I said, don't you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I do. I really do miss the heat over there because in Washington, I'm not as used to the rain and coldness here.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, I understand that one. And you guys have, and so would you say that since you've lived where you're at now, that how long you guys been living where you're at right now? Because it seems like in some ways a part of your gifts was really enhanced by living where you're at right now.
We've lived here for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since we came to Washington, my green powers started to, and it was crazy because when I was in California, I heard my grandpa in the backyard, and I've always, sometimes at night, I'd hear tools dropping on the floor, or I can hear someone fixing a truck, and the only truck that was behind in the backyard was my grandpa's truck, and when I went out there to see, no one was there. So,
wow.
Yeah, then one time, I had a dream about my grandpa, and he was telling me, it's me fixing the car, don't be worried. And at that night, I told my mom, and he was in the shock. Really, to get it.
That's kind of wild in itself, because, I mean, sometimes it's kind of hard to put, put things in perspective of what you're actually picking up. Is it actually your grandfather, or is it just the idea that the essence of him being there, you know, little bits and pieces of himself still there, hanging out with you, when you know for a fact where he's at? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because I think you're really picking up a lot of residuals from just the way he was. I feel like he was a very giving person. Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, it's one of those things. We just put it all in perspective and go, okay, that was just, I don't know what you call that. You can't really call it ghost. It's just the idea. Well, the difference between ghosts and spirits. Spirits interact with us. Ghosts keep doing the same things over and over again. And if you notice those situations when you have those, your grandfather's doing the same thing over and over again. Or I should say the impression that he's left on the atmosphere around you guys keeps repeating itself. Because, I mean, that was something that was very fond and something that you remember very, very distinctly about him. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. He used to fix cars for a living. He loved cars. He taught my uncle how to fix a car when they were, teenagers. And ever since, I always heard his little singing on the floor, and it surprised me when I looked out there and no one was out there. It really did. And, it still to this day amazes me that I can talk to spirits at some point. But I am very blessed to have a gift that God had chosen me for.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it. I mean, do you think you're going to do something here in the future with it as well? I do.
Oh, yeah. I had a dream that I was, like, on a stage in back of a podium, and there's, like, this huge crowd having, like, these little drawings up in the air of, like, an eye, like, two eyes, and then an eye on the top of three eyes, and it's really cool that, and I can see myself talking to the crowd about the psychics and my experience of dreaming, and it feels really good to have that dream, because then I know that maybe in the future that's what I'm probably going to do, and I really like
So you see a picture of you on stage, and you said, what did you say about the third? You have three eyes?
The crowd had, like, little posters up in their hands. And one of the posters had a picture of three eyes, like, one on the right, left, and then on the very top. And I knew that that was a sign for, like, psychic kids or adults.
So, no, instead of going over the whole thing, I was just focusing for a second with the situation. And, you know, so it was like, you know, the idea of seeing pictures of myself and seeing the idea of being on stage, and but also us getting, like, connections, like with John Edwards, if you're familiar with John Edwards.
Why?
Because, you know, you're young now, but the idea of what's coming up and what you're evolving into, I think you're going to really... really, how would you put this, dwarf some people where you're just very gifted. With your brother, is your brother still there?
Yeah.
Would he have any problems answering more questions for us, too?
Big boy.
Hi, how are you? So you so you hear your spirits and that kind of stuff. Is this something you hear all the time?
Yeah, every day.
Every day they're talking to you and telling you what's going on, and do they also give you guidance on what you should do and which way, you know, what you should which direction you should be heading in, or, you know, if you're walking down the hallway they tell you to go somewhere else so you won't get hurt or something like that?
Yeah.
And so therefore, I've been asked this question myself. So do you hear angels too as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you talking to them right now? Or listening to them?
They're listening to me.
Okay. What's the situation? Why don't you ask them how they feel about the situation? About you talking to us and sharing your story with us? Do they find this in any way offending, or are they here being a part of this as well?
They said it's a good thing I'm talking on the radio.
It's a good thing you're talking on the radio. Okay. So that's a good thing. So therefore, I guess you could ask them too if they had any problems answering any questions with some of our callers when they call in. Could you ask them that and tell us what they say?
They
said, yeah, they'll try.
Okay. That's all we ask. So if you don't mind, could you ask them any ask them if they would have any I always believe that spirits, no matter where they're at, they can see a whole lot more than we can. If they would have any messages for us today, as in, I don't know, pertaining toward me or anything they see that might be happening here. Or we could ask them, where's all the people at? Because we're usually full by now. Is that too much for you?
They said no messages.
Well, tell them to wake up. I'm just kidding. So pretty much everything, I guess if we have no messages, everything's going good then.
Yeah.
Okay. So everything's going on track, and that's good. If there's no messages, I think no messages is better than bad ones. I'm just curious about how you deal with this every day. I mean, this is an everyday thing going on with you of talking and working with spirits, and then there are certain things that you have friends, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends.
Okay, so with the friends and people going to school and that kind of stuff, I mean, has this ever become a problem with you where people make fun of you or anything like that?
We don't tell them.
Oh, okay, so you keep it to yourself? So you feel like this is something that's special. Okay.
We keep it as a family secret.
Okay. I'm just saying, sometimes when we have friends, we have a tendency to slip and say things, and I wonder if that's ever happened with you, but you pretty much keep it a good secret there, huh?
I told one friend, but he doesn't really tell more people.
Well, that's good. You got a good friend there, because I have friends that can't keep their mouth shut. But so that's good. They have a friend like that that can be that supportive. Do you see yourself doing anything else with this too, as well? As maybe maybe being like Joan Edwards. Are you guys familiar with John Edwards and who I'm talking about?
Well, I am, and I'll show them later, but I don't think they really know him yet.
Okay, so John Edwards is a guy who's a medium, who does things he's in front of, like Coral was talking about, standing in front of crowds and doing or picking up spirits of people that are in the audience. So, do you ever see yourself doing that kind of work, or do you have a goal of your own of what you want to do with your life?
When you grow up, what are you going to do with your spirit?
Help the police. Oh. I'm going to help the police.
You're going to help the police? So are you going to become a cop, or are you just looking, as in just working with them, maybe finding missing people and that kind of stuff?
Missing people.
Okay.
My friend... His little brother has a dark shadow. Because a long time ago we used to take care of him, and he used to fight a lot. And he was watching bad videos, and then he got a bad spirit, and he also started playing some bad video games.
So this
and
is all
one time I was drinking with a glass bottle, and he shoved it in my mouth, and my gums started bleeding.
So he has this dark shadow with him that makes him do bad things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were not allowed to be by him.
Okay.
He used to live in our apartment, but now he doesn't.
Oh. I'm right here waiting, listen to you. Right now, it's one of those situations I was picking up with him where I just feel like... He has a lot of things coming up where he's going to be working with children, but also with the idea of working with the police. He's also going to have to deal with the idea of people knowing about him, too. I'm not really sure he's... Not the idea he's not capable. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that there are a lot of awakenings that are happening that's going to happen a little bit sooner than you would like to deal with. And I think I'm telling you all this, too, because it's going to be something you're all going to be experiencing here and really in the near future here.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, guys. If you're all in the chat room wondering what we're doing here, they have psychic gifts of their own, and we brought them to the show to actually share with you guys their gifts and their stories of what they've gone through. Her brother, Mason, is that how we pronounce that?
Yeah, Moy, like Boy Moises.
Moises? Okay,
yeah.
I was calling him Moses, sorry.
Okay,
but
we
I think okay. So that's what we're doing here, guys. So if anybody's in the dark and wondering what we're doing here, this is his sister Coral. She has a psychic gift. She gets psychic visions through her dreams. So it's a it was just one of those things to share with everybody that, you know, here's some very talented children, and I just really, and their parents seem like they're really cool with this whole thing, that they're helping their kids to really develop their gifts. So therefore, they can use them, because I feel like Coral's going to be using her gift a whole lot sooner. And I see her before she even hits teens, so actually doing this kind of work. So, you know, that's why they're here. So this is her brother, he hears spirits, right? Am I right about that? You hear spirits, and you talk to
the
spirits.
Yeah, we
talk to him. Okay.
Yeah.
But he doesn't do the dream thing. He does it every day. From what I understand with him talking, he's doing this all the time. No matter where he's at, this is a full-time thing for him. Because most people have a tendency to separate things out, but he seems like he's very balanced. And it really seems like he's got this under control.
Yeah. I talk to him every day like they're part of the family.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we do. I know it sounds nuts, but we do.
No, I don't think it's nuts. I think it's the idea that you're really working with this whole thing. It's great. Yeah. I really do.
Oh,
that's
we
why
talked
I,
to,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead. We talked to our spirit guides and his grandma and grandpa that have passed away. And each day we have different spirit guides or spirit friends that are protecting us. Each day we ask who's with us today, and then they'll tell us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just talk to them on like they're with us, and, you know, they change about every week. It will be a different spirit guide or a different spirit friend watching out for us.
So do they have certain spirits with certain names that are with them more than most?
Yes. The ones we talk to the most are the ones that come around the most. Like, we have some friends that passed away and some grandparents. And then we have our spirit guides. Each of us have our own spirit guide that we talk to. And then we have a few children that have joined our family. If that
really?
Makes
sense. No. It makes perfect sense.
We have Benny and Jessica.
Who is it?
Benny, Jake, and Jessica.
Denny, Jake, and Jessica. So they come in, they're there all the time, so it's like you said, like, it's like one big family that you guys just sit down and talk and chat. And I guess what I'm trying to get at here is, do they help you besides just talking? I mean, have they kept you from accidents, situations? Have they given you guidance on how to proceed with the stock market? You know, that kind of thing.
No, not that kind of stuff, but one time they grabbed the steering wheel when I was almost going to crash. And one time, what else did they you guys? Well, they helped us when it was snowing so our car wouldn't slide. I know
really?
It sounds nuts. I can hear myself sounding nuts, but
no,
I know
no,
you
no.
Under-
I need that. I need that help. We got tons of snow here.
And then they told us we were in danger a few times and what to do. Like, we were in danger of the one child that has the shadow of getting into of it getting into our home, and they told us how to protect our home.
Mm-hmm.
Which feathers are a big deal. Feathers are very spiritual, I'm sure. Yeah,
yes,
you know
they
that.
Are. That's a very positive thing. Feathers, yeah.
We got some. Each car they suggested, we put in a dream catcher, like hanging on the rearview mirror for protection. And then we have feathers in our house on the wall.
Right.
Like there's a wreath of feathers, and then we put feathers around pictures of people we know that have passed away.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
all I'm saying
more feather story.
One more feather.
Sorry,
what I was going to do is I was going to take a call. And,
okay,
and I was telling everybody in the chat room that we're taking a call right now. It's the reason we're not taking any calls because nobody's calling. So therefore, we need to focus on this, guys. Let's all work together. Let's start seeing people pick their phones up and calling us. Okay? Can you work with me on that one?
Yes.
Okay. I was just. Are you guys there? Come on. I want you guys to all say everybody, please call in, and we'd love to hear your questions. If you would do that for me, I'd be really appreciative. I'm trying to start some positive energy here.
Okay.
Now, well,
you're starting to break up, though, unfortunately.
No, what happened was this thing has a tendency to fade out from time to time. So, hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're
yeah,
here.
You're there. Okay, what the heck? Well, I'm treated. This is just freaking weird. There we go. It keeps flashing. I don't know. All right, guys. Let's take a call. Area code 760, you're on the air. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Marty.
Marty. You were in the chat room, weren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Still there.
what I was trying to explain to everybody is Coral and her brother are very gifted children, and we brought them to the show to basically share their stories with us, because I actually talked to her before. I did a reading for her mother. And,
okay.
The reading I'd done for her mother, Coral had backed up because she'd already had the dream.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is so awesome.
So do you, would
gifted,
you have a couple?
Gifted children. Yeah, sort of. I'm kind of developing my mediumship and psychic abilities myself. I just have to kind of really work on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just wondering if you saw me, like, doing readings for other people the way that you do sometime in the future, because that's what I would like to do.
Okay. And Marty? What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to ask Coral a couple of questions that, you know, it's like she's been doing this for, I think, 2 years, the dreams and stuff. Coral, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Marty's sitting there asking some questions because she wants to do this, basically do psychic readings for people. I mean, you seem like you have a very powerful gift that you're coming into. Could you give us any kind of insight on... from what you pick up, what you feel? And then I'll tell you. And then, Marty, I'll tell you what I feel, okay?
Okay.
About Marty being psychic.
And if Moisson can... I'm sorry if I'm... I don't want to be messing his name up. But if he could give us some insights, too. If he could ask his spirits what they think. And Marty?
Uh-huh.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
I'm just saying, you know, it's one of those things. Let's go back and forth, make sure everybody's okay. Because, you know, the idea of talking sometimes is one of those things of getting relaxed so we can all sit there and pick things up and that kind of stuff. And the more relaxed everybody is, the better this works.
Okay. Did you want me to ask them directly myself or...
No, I think Coral's got... Coral, you're there, right? You want to tell us something?
Yeah. Right now, what I pick up right now is I feel that she is going to be able to be a psychic right now. And so that's personally what I picked up right now.
So it's definitely a good go. And okay. No, that's good. I mean, just tell me what you got. You don't have to tell me any more or any less. That's good. And if your brother has anything, that's great. If you don't, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I picked up, she is going to be a sidekick.
Okay. You got anything else there, buddy?
Mm.
Huh?
No, he just got the word yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
No. That's good.
Yes, it is. That's wonderful.
My thing is, the thing that you need to really do is really focus on, when you do psychic work, one thing I've known for a fact that I do, I've been doing this for a very, very long time, that the more meditations you do, the more you focus on your chakras, your auras, if you have to, listen to your guys and your angels when they instruct you to take time or go hug a tree or something, follow those things, because those things are helping you. Because when you do readings, you're tapping into someone else's energy, okay? So therefore, when you do that, you need to rinse that out. I mean, that's a simple term I'm talking about, but I'm just saying, I mean, I've gotten, since I've been doing this, the most powerful things I've ever done was hugging a tree, because hugging a tree is like imagining yourself being rooted to the world. So if you're rooted to the world, you're connected to people, and it opens up everything. It's really good and really and very decisive. But
I know that they hug back.
the one thing I got experience with was when I was in Florida, they had some humongous sycamore trees down there. And one day I just decided to walk up and hug one of these suckers. And as I was walking away, I felt like I was drunk. It was just that much energy and it had come out of that tree. And they're very powerful trees. Palm trees, too. Palm trees are very lifeful because they suck so much water. There's something about the essence of oxygen and water and that kind of thing. But, they do have a tendency to hug back, but it's like, I guess you call them the tree spirits. But it also helps you understand that everything on this planet has energy and it's living in some way. Even rocks have energy. Rocks for me, like when I lived in Colorado, rocks were great because I would use those as grounding. And it's a very strong grounding energy, too. But I'm just saying, with your abilities, also, just let yourself be guided where you got to go. Don't feel like you have to go anywhere or do anything. Or if you do feel like it, because the biggest problem I had, I guess, is the idea, okay, I'm gifted. Should I be really going to books and stuff like that of other people who are gifted? But they were very helpful. Doreen Virtue has a book on divine guidance, how to have a stronger connection to God and the angels. And that book is really good because it's it talks about the four clairs: clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and claircognizance. It's like I'm sneezing. But it's really good because they got a couple tools in there and a couple little exercises and stuff that you can do to help you improve your gifts. Now, I will say one thing. Don't get frustrated with those things because I've gotten those books. I love reading those books. But when I did the when I did the little things in there to test my abilities, I had already been doing it for a very long time. So I have my own way of doing things, okay?
Okay.
And you have to come up, and it's one of those things, you will come into your own, and you will have your own style of doing things. For example, I had tarot cards. And I remember doing it. I did a reading for this lady one time who was focusing on a boyfriend. And I did this spread where I actually put the cards down, two cards. And then I would go, when I put the two cards down, the spreads, there was two of them. They both went in two opposite directions.
Okay.
But what happened was I've never used that spread again. But for some reason, I was guided to. Yes, I was guided to do it that one time. That one time, that was it. Okay.
Okay.
So when I say follow, it's like this. Every reading you do is like a pregnancy. It's different.
Right. It seems to me that I start to kind of channel when I'm not trying to do it. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's just like I get into this like this groove sort of, and then all of a sudden I don't really know where the words are coming from. I just know that I feel like I need to say things to people. Like my sister, it happened with her. You know, she was just talking to me about her move and everything, and then all of a sudden I was just, like, asking her questions, like, because I was getting
like feelings of the people that were around her. And so I was asking her questions, and I was just sort of saying, well, you know, this might happen and that might happen. And she was like, oh, okay. You know, and I just kind of, I don't know, it felt kind of odd to me in a way, because I don't want to impose on somebody, you know, and just start telling them things, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
no.
I don't know why that happens, why it just happens spontaneously like that, but it does. So.
Well, it's just, it's one of those things you learn how to approach, okay? I mean, I know in certain situations, there's sometimes when I'm talking to somebody and they're very open with me, I'll tell them things. But sometimes there's other times I pick up things with people, but until they ask me something or some kind of interaction goes on, I feel like I don't want to sit there and, I guess, how would you put it? It's like, I don't want to butt into people's business until they actually give me permission to do so.
Exactly, right. And, you know, I was taught, because I just got through a mediumship class, it was like a 12-week course, and, you know, we go into our meditation and our grounding and, you know, setting the intent and the energy and calling in the angels, and then, you know, I would do it like that, but now it's just happening without me even doing anything like that. You understand? And it's, I don't know.
No, I understand completely. Yeah, I guess we all have to understand. You have to understand that when you start doing this kind of work, it's a progression. It's going to be a progression of probably your whole life of just acknowledging and picking up more. And right now, I mean, when I first started doing it, it was one of those things I had to actually think about it and do this and that. But now it's like, it's one of those things that just, it's a spontaneous thing now.
Yeah.
So you just got to look at the situation. You just got to sit there and, you know, sometimes you get too excited and you have to sit there and take a couple of steps back and go, okay.
Yeah.
Because the energy can really take over.
Yeah.
And I understand that. It can really take over. So you have to, that's the whole thing about the grounding, is to take your time. And if you feel like you need to do something, I would tell people right there, I've told people before, I said, if you got to sit there and stop and take a deep breath right that minute, then do so.
Right.
Because it's very important that you do those. I mean, if that's the feeling you're getting, because your guidance is going to get very spontaneous where you're going to start picking things up all the time. And sometimes it comes across so quickly you start asking yourself, okay, what is that all about? But there's this feeling inside your gut that tells you, oh, I know what that is and I need to follow that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we talk about, all the gifts start working together.
Okay. And I'm really clairsentient. I know that. So...
mm-hmm.
I feel things, you know, so.
So how's the butterflies?
Excuse me?
So how are those butterflies?
Oh, boy, they come in like bulldozers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my biggest thing with people, I've been telling everybody, is if you meet some guy or some situation you're into and all of a sudden those butterflies in your stomach keep kicking in, I would look at the situation right then and there, what's going on, because I know when I finally got with the right person, I don't feel that. I'm a little nervous, but I don't feel that bad, okay, where it's like, okay, I'm very nervous and all kinds of stuff. It's like there's a certain nervousness too, but the butterflies don't kick in. So I've always thought, okay, it's got to be something to that.
Right.
And so it's one of those things, it's take a break, you know, meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually gotten to the point right now where it depends on the day and how many readings I've done that way, but I've actually started doing a lot of meditations after each reading and before each reading. So therefore, we were talking about the other day, and actually the guys, Coral and your brother, if you would like to listen to this, this is what I do, okay? It's like there's actually also a meditation here that starts off like this. I just had it right there, man. It wasn't that many. It's like this. We have chakras. You have the base, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, the heart, the throat, and the third eye, and the crown. And this book by this guy named John Holland. I have everything right here. And then when I go get it, it's never... There it is. This time it's here. It's a book called John Holland. I mean, the book's called by John Holland. It's called Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance. And in this book, it has this thing here with all the chakras, it has a tone that goes with it. Like the bass has the tone is lam, and then the sacra chakra is called vam, then the solar plex is ram, then we have the heart chakra, which is yam, the throat is ham, and then with the third eye, everybody's heard this one, om, and then the crown chakra is just silence. Now what I do is, I do this for 5 minutes. I will go through each one of these things and pronounce them where I draw it out as long as I can. Then I go to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And when I get to the crown chakra, I sit there and breathe, but I don't do anything. I just kind of let myself be open to whatever guidance that comes through there.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Okay, and then you do that. But I also, what I do before, and I didn't do this today. That's why I want to do it now, because I kind of got caught up in everything. But I recite this prayer, which is, Dear God, Archangels, and Angels, please help me clearly hear, see, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide my readings so that they are in the light, specific and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. Thank you and amen. And then I sit there and go on with my life and do the readings and that kind of stuff. But I'm basically inviting everyone and anything in that is good and positive that can help me with whatever things are going on.
Right.
And yes, if you're in the chat room, guys, we are doing readings tonight. Just call in, and we will take your call. Or if you want to give me a question in the chat room, go right ahead. I'm just going over some stuff here, and we're doing our little thing here with Marty. And I want to make sure that we got everything cleared out and everything like that. Plus, I'm trying to put a couple of things in the chat room real quick. So, everybody's work with me here, and Claudia's not here. Claudia's hanging out. She won't talk to us. She just wants to listen. But for some reason, I feel like I need to talk to her, so she's out there. So, for some reason, I feel like, yeah, I do. So, if she would call in, that would be great. For some reason, I need to talk to her and tell her something. I'm in Amsterdam now. Great. Okay. Come on. Why don't you come on the show and talk to us, too, and tell us about that. I'd love to hear it. And Coral, I just want to hear from you and tell us, I'm just saying, if you could tell us one of your dreams that you can actually talk to us about, because from what I understand, the spirits don't want you to talk about certain dreams, which are probably, there's a reason for that, so we'll definitely respect that. But if there's anything you can, you know, any dreams you could tell us right now and share with us, we'd love to hear that.
There's three spirits that live in the house with my grandma, and we were I was sleeping over, and then I was going to sleep, and then when I fell asleep, I saw a girl, a woman, and her name was Jessica.
Uh-huh.
And so then she didn't speak to me, but I felt like I already knew what she was saying to me, and
okay.
She held out her hand open wide, and then I touched her hand, and then all of a sudden we were in a different time, like if we were like in the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
I looked around, and it was amazing because like. I saw other people dressed in hats and bonnets and dresses, and I was like, I'm not in Washington 2010 anymore. Like,
uh-huh. Right.
In time. So then I found out that Jessica was an orphan, and so I saw... She took me to, like, a little orphanage place, and I saw her little room, and she had a robe right next to the little bed, and so I guess she was telling me I love roses. So when I woke up that morning, oh, yeah, and then she touched my hand again, and I was back in bed. Yeah. I went to a ball, a real fashion ball, and
mm-hmm.
saw so many people dancing in this huge, humongous, I don't know how to call them, but...
Right.
Then I woke up, and so when I woke up, I saw a ring that was on top of a little drawer. So then I looked at it clearly, and I had I had a rose on it. So then I'm like, wait a minute. I just went back in time with that, with Jennifer. Well, no, Jessica. Mm-hmm.
Right.
She had a rose next to her bed, and so I woke up, and there was a rose next to my bed, and so then it was amazing to me because I think she got the ring and put it on that drawer to give a signal to me saying, I'm here, and welcome.
Wow. So this thing was sitting there when you got back?
Yeah.
The flower?
Yeah, it was a rose. It was really amazing to me.
So that, I got a thing in the chat room where someone's saying that the archangels are coming to you all the time.
Yeah.
They're penetrating the light. Okay, archangels come to you a lot, and you have penetrated the light. So you're one with them. I think that's what it's saying. I'm trying to get that right myself. That's because it's saying the archangels come to this girl a lot. She has penetrating the light. I think what she's saying is she's penetrating the light. So I guess it's one of those things you could ask. Well, I guess it would be one of those things where you can ask, because she's saying, hello, blessings from Archangel Raphael. So I've always noticed that when you can tell when Yelp, that's what she says, Yelp, that when archangels are with you, they have a certain color, they resonate. So when you close your eyes, you can see green and bluish purple, stuff like that. Have you ever experienced colors like that?
Yes, much times.
Yeah, so that's what she's saying. She's saying that the archangels are with you a lot. And she's not specifying. We have Archangel Raphael, who's like saying hello, blessings from Archangel Raphael. And that's what I was going to do was I was going to ask you if you could just ask yourself.
Oh yeah, I'm really glad about that.
So you know, just ask like Archangel Raphael, are you with me right now? It's pretty seriously. It's I don't sound like things simple, but they are. So you just ask. Archangel Raphael, are you with me right now? And you probably feel at least a hand on the shoulders, or like she was saying, yes.
On her head. It's touching her head.
Touching her head, okay. Touching her head. I'm just saying, sometimes who is this? I'm sorry, there's something popping in at me, okay?
Okay.
Give her... So, I have a lady who's asking a question. She has a daughter who has problems with aggressiveness. She's asking how is she able to help her. And the reason I was asking you about Archangel Raphael, it's like one of those things, can you see if you could connect with our... with Raphael to see if he could give some insight on how she could reach her child. Because go ahead.
Oh. Okay. Well, I really think that the daughter that has aggressiveness. I think she should meditate more. Like, she should try to meditate. And do a prayer to God, and think of positive things only. I think what she really needs is hugs. I'm picking up on her trying to get more love, like more attention.
Okay, I got you. So basically what she can do is she can she needs to meditate. Is it okay? She needs to meditate more for herself, right?
Yes.
Okay, she needs to meditate for herself so she can be more calm and more grounded, so she can help her daughter. Because it seems like her daughter's feeding off of her too, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, and also what you're saying is, if she keeps thinking about positive, then she'll get a positive outcome to this situation?
Yes.
Okay.
I think does that meditation that her spirit guide will lead her to a more calm and peaceful place in inside of her. And you know, like I'm thinking that there's something inside of her that I know that the key, she'll find like the key to herself and open that door, and then she will find herself more fully.
She'll find herself more what?
More peaceful.
More peaceful?
Yeah.
No, the reason I asked you to repeat that, because when you said that, you faded out for a minute. So I just want to make sure she heard that. And then this situation with the lady was talking about Raphael. Yes, you can call in right now, and I'll get you, and you can be on the air with us right now. Marty, I hope we helped you out, and because I think there was a couple more things I wanted to tell you before you left. And if you're listening out there, you know, these two books I was telling you about that would really help, and they would give you some insights on the whole thing, because even after being doing this for so long, I got that book, and actually the Psychic Navigator was a lot of meditations and a lot of exercises that you could use. And anything you do actually helps improve on your gifts. The more you use it, the more better you get at it. Plus, also, you find other things that have a tendency to spin off of it. So you're a great feeler, but at the same time, what you're going to do is you're going to get a lot of people interpreting where you're going to start hearing and seeing as well, too. But you're going to interpret it through your stomach, your solar plex. Okay, I'm going to bring this person here on, and we're going to see what's up, okay? Hello, 510 area code, you're on the air. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Journeyman. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. I don't know if you've listened to my show or not, or heard of my show, and I don't want to ruin, you know, kind of take up your time. I know you have some great power here, and the angels are also coming to you. But I just wanted to tell the little girl that is sitting there that you're talking to that she is receiving messages from the archangels, and to keep listening, keep doing meditation, keep following these things. They're extremely important. Okay, the angels are trying to give her a message, and this isn't something that is not really new. This has been going on for quite a long time, especially if anybody remembers back, I believe, in the 20s or 30s, there was a very famous sighting of Mary and also the angels at Fatima. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. But it's one of the biggest things. And so this child is seeing stuff, and she should continue to go with it. And this is something that I've tried to... especially for children, because children see it much clearer because they don't have all this static. They're very clean in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to keep working with that, you know, and so forth. So I just wanted to say that. And also that...
What's the name of your show?
You know,
I'm sorry.
I do a show. It's on Blog Talk Radio on Monday and Wednesday night. It's called Army of One. I am an intuitive. I'm not a psychic. I'm intuitive. And I got my gift about 6 or 7 years ago. Basically, I grew up as a Roman Catholic, but I didn't, you know, I didn't follow the church thing for many, many years.
Uh-huh.
I had a big awakening, big, big awakening. And the Archangel has pretty much come to me, and this is a thing that he has told me to do. I started a radio show, and I've been on for about 7 months. So I also do readings on the show. I give, you know, intuitive readings, not, you know, I can't pinpoint everything. This is just kind of a directional
right.
thing. But there is a major shift going on right now, a paradigm shift. Of course, you know about this.
Yeah,
because
I was going to...
you're doing this work. Huh?
I'm asking a question to Archangel Raphael, because I've always felt that Raphael has always been with me as well. I just want
right.
to get that, get a
right.
confirmation, if you could give me that real quick.
Oh,
I was gonna...
he's around. He is around. All of the
okay.
angels are around, but especially the angels of healing. They are always around, and especially
Raphael.
For certain people. What year were you born, may I ask?
What year was I born? 1961.
Yes. Okay, well, I was born in 66, so I understand this whole
uh-huh.
whole thing in the sense of that, especially those people of the 60s,
mm-hmm.
born in the 60s, this has been going on for quite some time. We
uh-huh.
We are now being awakened to fulfill a certain destiny,
right.
And
the situation...
that's why this has happened for you. So continue
okay.
this work. This is vitally, vitally important. You're doing a wonderful service. And you know what's up. So at some point in time,
yeah.
I'd love to have you on the show.
And the
call
same
in
here.
Or whatever, but this is great. And it's good that men are doing this work. You know
it's
I mean?
The same. It's also the same to you as well. I'd love to have you on my show, because I was sitting here talking to you right now and saying, come on. And also that I wanted everybody to know about you as well, so therefore you can tell everybody
right.
your
right.
show,
I mean,
who you are.
There's a lot of shows out there. Yeah, there's a lot of shows out there, and they're doing really, really good work. I just happened to be, you know, going through my own stuff today, and I came across you. I've seen you before, and I came across you, and I got this energy from the Archangel, and he said, go, you need to talk to this person, and that's why. And it's very interesting that you have this little girl on, because, again, this little girl, she's, you know, when you hear this kind of stuff, when she says she's seeing lights and colors and those
uh-huh.
types of things, that's the Archangel. If she's seeing colors
coral,
like green, of purple, these are colors that bring out the Archangel and as part of the Archangel,
okay.
light of healing.
Are you there?
I'm sorry? Yeah.
I was asking Coral if she was there.
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. And your name is? What's your first name?
Well, I go by the name of Rafi Thunder. I don't really give my real name on the radio.
Okay, fine.
When people call me up and do private readings, I'm more than happy to give it to them. I don't do it on whatever. I just use
okay,
the moniker
that's what
Rafi Thunder.
That's what I was asking. If you want to give
yeah.
out your information so people can contact you, you're more than welcome to
yes.
do it, right?
Yeah, sure. Great.
Good.
I don't want to take up a lot of time. This is your show, and continue it. It's great. I do a show on Monday and Wednesday night. It's called Army of One. It is on Blog Talk Radio. It's a two-hour show. And it is about the angelic realm, and I talk about all of this kind of stuff. So,
okay.
you know, that's why I was drawn to it. And she started talking about angels. I was on it too, because I could feel what she was saying in a lot of ways. So mm-hmm. continue this work, little girl.
That's what I was saying to you. Your name's Coral. So, and tell
Coral,
her. So
yes.
Because
yes,
wanna,
continue
I just
this
get that
work.
Connection.
You are seeing some things. You are seeing some things, and. You know, go with it. Meditation is extremely important. Find a practice. That's extremely important. Meditation. I had a Reiki practitioner on my last show. So these are things that are helping bringing out those types of energies. Extremely
mm-hmm.
important, okay? That's all I got to say for you. I hope to talk to you again, Journeyman. You seem like you got a good head on your shoulders. And the spirit and what I'm feeling from my heart and from the Archangel is continue to do this work. We need strong people to be on the front line of the light workers. So God bless, and we'll talk to you again, okay?
And give me a call. Right. I'd love to be on your show, okay?
All right.
Thank
great,
you.
Great. Bye.
Thank you. You have a good one. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yep.
Bye-bye
bye.
Now. Yes. Okay, Coral. We're going to take another. We actually have another caller, too, so... if you're comfortable answering a couple of questions, if you don't want to, that's fine.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 305, you're on the air. How are you?
Hello, Journeyman. This is Tammy.
Tammy?
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Say hello to Coral and her brother
Coral.
Here, too.
Hello.
Hi.
I have two people that I would like your feelings on. one, they both were friends of mine who died very suddenly during their lifetime. The first name is Danielle Joseph.
Danielle Joseph? Let's hear, I get a high spirit, energy. I feel like there was some things about her that was not known to a lot of people, of secrets. She seems like she's very talkative and giving. Does this make any sense to you?
She was very talkative and high energy.
And she was, right?
That's what, yes, she was.
And she's basically saying to you that she left very suddenly, but it was just the idea it was time to go.
Okay.
So don't take it any other way. It was just, I've completed what I had to do, and that was done. I'm with you always. I come and visit you from time to time. High five. I don't know what that means. I can almost see that, too, where she's high-fiving you.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time.
Okay. So, you know, the situation at hand is just a lot of love between the two of you, and it's still there.
Yeah. Thank you. That.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She was a wonderful friend to me, and I have very fond memories of her, and she's
and
been
she
on
says,
my mind.
She also says, was, I still am.
Oh, thank you, honey. And can you please tell her that her daughter and her children are absolutely beautiful?
She knows, but thank you.
Yes.
She's very.
Thank you.
She's very overwhelming, too, isn't she? I feel in some ways, and I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I'm just saying this is what I'm picking up from her. She just seemed like she was a very sexual woman. I don't know if she was very flirtatious or just very happy go. Just a lot of, just the energy itself could be overwhelming. And I think she was, how would you put this? From what I can see of the situation of picking up on her, I think some people misinterpret her. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. She had a very, she was very flirtative, but it was, she had a great sense of humor along with it. She was a very outgoing person, and I loved her. I still love her. I had great times with her.
Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, my pickup on it was very high sexual energy. Is I get the impression what she's telling me is she just knew what she wanted.
Yeah, she did. I agree.
Yeah, so guys and people around her used to have a hard time with that because, I don't know, it seemed like where she was living at the time, people just thought women were stupid.
Yeah. I think that might have been her husband, yes.
Yes, and the idea of the situation was, she knows what I want to do this, and then people were like, okay, that's just too much, when most people would like really welcome that, and she was kind of like wondering why they don't. So I'm going to ask Coral if she has any input that she would like to give, or anything that you pick up as well.
I'm picking up some love to her. I feel like she's saying that she really loves you, and that she'll always be there with you, and that you've been the greatest friend that she can possibly have.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There's one other friend.
Her name is Pamela Ann, and she died very young during my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't get to say goodbye to her before she passed on. And I was just wondering, you know, how she's feeling about that.
You know, the only thing I got really quickly was you didn't get a chance to say bye to her, but she came to you and said bye.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, so she's saying that, yes, you did. You acknowledged me, you knew I was there, so therefore we said bye. But it was just for a short time. I'm here. So, you know, I get the impression that there was also a male presence connected to her, too, as well. Somebody she looked up to that was a part of something that was at the time of accidents and or whatever took her out?
She passed from a kidney disease.
Okay, but I don't know. For some reason, I got a male presence, and I got and there was something about an accident. So there could be the connection there as well, something that you would know.
Yeah.
And maybe it was someone close to her too also passed in an accident at the same time. So there was a lot more than just this one situation happening. Almost like
okay.
She keeps telling me that there was something that happened that people didn't know she passed away because of that.
I see. Okay.
So it's one of those things back and forth. But, you know, the one thing I do get that she did come to you, that was the one that came to me the quickest. I mean, it was very quick, and, you know, I saying bye to you, but it was just for a short time where it's like she knew that she was off to do something.
Yeah. Okay.
She had an agenda. If it was, I mean, I just get this impression where she needed to go she came to you, bye, I gotta go, because I gotta go, and it's almost like I have a date with somebody, I gotta go. And that's why it came to me, where she was like going to be there for somebody else.
Okay. Well,
but
thank
you. I definitely see that she's around you, and she's still, this is kind of a different situation of looking at her. She's not that little child, she never was. She was very mature for her age.
Very, yes.
So?
Yeah, she was trying to teach me to play the piano.
And she was very loving, very caring, very patient.
Yes, she was. She's very
smart.
She
was telling me that you took a lot of patience to deal with you. That doesn't mean in a bad way. I mean, something about playing piano and that kind of stuff, you were a lot of work.
Yeah.
So she's like, don't worry about it. It feels like one of the strong. In the midst of playing piano, you guys became closer.
Yes.
So that connection will never go away. It's like I said before, there's a lot of people around you. Those two come out the most as the love that's around you, and I have actually got two other male presents that are with you.
Who might they be?
Well, I'm not sure. I keep getting father, and I'm not sure what that means, because the way it comes to me, it doesn't say your father. It just says father, okay? So if that means anything to you, of someone being close that's passed away that you felt that was my, as in father toward him, not per se father.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you? Because I'm getting a lot of names and stuff, but and it's just a lot of things coming in. It's a very positive energy, because I think what I'm picking up here a lot is with these two girls, where they had a lot of friends and a lot of people that were connected to them as well.
Yeah.
So I get the male presence coming through. I feel like in some ways it could be your father, but I'm not sure. Has your father passed?
Yes, my father has passed. He passed several years ago, and I never met my father. But I am doing research on him, and I believe that he's been guiding me in this research. I do feel his presence.
Maybe that's why I was being kind of lenient about going there, because I wasn't sure how you felt about that.
Yeah, I feel his presence around me.
I was hesitating. I don't know if there was some hostility there at one time, but the one thing I do pick up with your father is the idea of saying, I've always known of you. You just haven't known of me.
Uh-huh.
I get the idea of keep going forward, in 2 months, you're going to know him. And then you're going to understand the idea of your past crossing.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Where he would say that I've known you the whole time, almost like he's been watching you.
Okay.
So he knew of you, but you didn't know of him. But you will.
Okay.
And you understand.
I do understand.
Okay. So, are you okay?
That was great.
So, Coral, would you have anything to add to that? Let me ask you, is your brother still there?
No, he's 9. He wanted to go play 2 Square.
Well, tell him thank you for being on the show. I understand. I was 9 years old, too. I'd probably be doing the same thing. So,
Coral's hanging in there. Here.
Okay, Coral. Could you? If there's anything else you could give to Tammy about her father? Go ahead,
Well, about her father, I really didn't pick up anything, but the girl that she was talking about, I picked up a lot of love from her, and I picked up that she really cares. She really cares about you, and it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel so much careness and just so much love from her.
So you pick up a lot of energy with that, huh? Positive?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I got, too, where she's giving you, like, I get the impression she's with you all the time, almost like the love that I see is almost like giving you hugs all the time.
Oh, thank you.
So it's
thank
one of
you
things
both.
Also, focus on your right side, too. I think you'll actually pick up on her more.
Okay, I have been focusing on my right side. My father is on my right side.
Well, a lot of times what I've noticed with people, you have a lot of people that are really connected to you, that are loving on your right side, which is more like family. So it's kind of understandable why there would be your father and these two girls on that one side, because that's what you look at these two as sisters. So they'd be more like family. And then we have a lot of acquaintances that we have sometimes. They're on our left side. So it's kind of a distinguishing out. You also have five guys with you, four that you know of, but the fifth one's coming in the next couple months, which has to do a lot with your father. Your father is more like a guardian, but you still have three guardian angels. You have a lot of angels coming into you right now, too, because there's a lot of things changing in your life. When's your birthday?
August 7th.
August 7th, and what year?
1958.
Okay. August 7th, so that means you are...
Leo.
Okay, well, the situation I pick up on is a lot of things are happening, and I also feel like there's a lot of other people that are coming back and it's going to cross your path that you have known in the past. I'm not sure if you've had a move recently, but there seems like... Okay. So there's a lot of things from that move of people crossing your path again. And don't people say, well, I don't know anybody around here or something like that. Dismiss that. Like I said before, I was living in Florida and I met this couple who's next door to us. But I thought I'd never see him again. And 2 weeks later, we were just going into an official government building and they were already there. I walk in and go, I can't believe this.
I recently moved from Florida back to my hometown, so...
Okay. Now I know why you're going to run into all these people again. But you also sit there and look at situations, too. Sometimes when you run into old people and cross paths with people that... No, we shouldn't say old people. I mean old friends. Let me rephrase that. Old friends. That you also have a tendency to cross paths with spirits that are still there as well.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying keep your mind open for everything up, because it seems like you are a very open-minded person anyway. So just kind of put that in there, and you'll be fine. If you have any more questions, give me a call, do a private reading, buy a block of time, or just call us back on the show.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate you calling, and have a great new year. But I just feel like you have a lot of experiences and a lot of awakenings happening here. And I'm not trying to put Cora on the spot. I'm just saying. If she has anything else to offer or anything she wants to share with us pertaining to Tammy, that's fine. If she doesn't, we understand. Coral?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
What was the question again?
Well, I'm just saying, if you have anything else you want to tell Tammy before she goes? If you don't, that's good. That's fine. Don't pressure yourself.
No, I'm not really.
Okay.
I'm not hearing anything right now.
Okay. Well, that's fine then. We'll just...
Well, thank you, Coral.
You're welcome. It's nice to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Good to talk to you. Thank you all.
You're welcome. You have a great
night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Coral, as you go through this whole thing, if you don't feel like answering any questions, it can get overwhelming sometimes. I know how it is. Believe me, I've been having parties with my friends, and they all start asking questions, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, I got to go. Or you do like I do. You just stand up in the middle of the room and go, okay, before I answer any more questions, someone's going to give me $20. Now, hope that they'll stop. But sometimes they actually give you a $20 bill so it can go either way, you know. But, yeah, I had to happen. I was at a friend's house, and they just started asking questions. I said, okay, guys, that's enough. Someone give me a $20 bill before I answer any more questions. All of a sudden, someone stands up and hands me a $20 bill. I'm sitting there going, that wasn't the way I was supposed to go. You were supposed to leave me alone, but that didn't happen. So I'm just saying, if you feel overwhelmed, you just want to listen for a little while, or, you know, from time to time, give us some information, you do whatever is comfortable with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a couple more calls, so if you have any input or you hear anything from your spirits as you're listening to the person, just let us know, okay?
All right.
Here we go. All right, guys. Christine, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Very well, thank you.
Well, that's good. You had your hand up. Do you have a few questions for us? And Coral's here, so say hi to Coral.
Hi, Coral. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I had a couple questions about my son, my youngest son. I have several children. And the spirits that are around me, I know that there are some there, but I'm not far enough in my growth to really know for sure.
Uh-huh. So you have some spirits around you, aren't you saying?
I think I do. I mean, I am very intuitive, and things have happened recently that are just basically pushing me in a direction.
Okay. I will say to you right now that I'm picking up that you have two spirits around you in your home, and I keep getting brothers. I'm not sure. I'm not saying that they're your brothers. I'm saying they're brothers. Mm-hmm. The two spirits are related to each other. I get a lot of activity in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things around. Yes, I do feel like it's one of those things of opening up some doors for you. But at the same time, it's one of those things of just take it one step at a time, one day at a time. Because I feel like they are helping you. But I think it's one of those things that's something that was destined to happen anyway with you opening up your spirituality and that kind of stuff. And I think these two spirits that I keep picking up have been with you for quite a while. It's just that you're coming into a lot of things that you're just noticing that they're there. And I wouldn't dismiss that they're not related to you. The way I get is I get that they are related to you, but not in this lifetime. They have actually followed you through two lifetimes.
I really have had a lot of dreams about past lives, and it could very well be. It could very well be that they're showing me some things. I don't know. Like I said, I've been shoved quite a few times.
And what do you mean by shoved?
I would go online and be looking at something and click a page, and the same page keeps coming up.
Oh, okay.
Or take, for example, this site.
Uh-huh.
I never knew about this site until about 2 weeks ago.
I know. And
it just kept pushing me through.
You know, I will sit here and say, for effect, almost like I said, I'm sorry. You know, I was pushing a lot there for a while to get people to come and listen to the show, where I've been talking to my angels and guides and just kind of like putting it out there. And it's amazing when people call and say, just what you said. I mean, I was kind of like pushed to a certain thing, and all of a sudden I come across this situation, and now I'm here. I am listening, talking to you. So I said, nothing happens by chance. Everything happens for a reason, and this is just a really good example of that happening. So, you know, we're crossing paths here for a reason to help you out. To sit here and say, you know, something. You're listening, and it's just like take it to the next level.
I'm learning something every time I listen to a show. It's like, I'm just getting overwhelmed almost, you know.
Yes, and it's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, because you think about this. If you can't go out and do some Reiki, or you can, you know, talk to a psychic, or all the spiritual things that you can do, they have shows for all those things. So you can actually, there's actually a couple of shows that I know of. I can't remember the names off the bat right now, but they're actually having like little classes on the air, and you can learn certain things. And it's like, it's amazing. I was telling people, I introduce people to books and stuff. Those books, in some ways, just basically confirmed to me that I was already doing those things. But the idea of having things confirmed for you helps you keep going forward and to do more things and to open up and let down your resistance to whatever's happening. That's why it's happening, and to even pick up even more and be clear about what you're actually picking up on. So therefore, it's like a confirmation for you too. So, and Coral?
What I picked up is, like you said, two males, and I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to lead you. I can't really pick up what they're trying to lead you to, but I'm feeling like they're trying to do something for you. I really can't pick it up, but yeah, that's what I got.
Okay. Christine, what I pick up too is what she's saying. But when I picture them, it's like I picture a piano, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the picture goes like this. You're sitting at the piano, and you're playing it. And what these two boys are doing for you is they're turning the pages of the music, okay? Mm. I get this as a, if you don't have a piano and you don't play piano, it's like they're both working with you and coordinating these things back and forth. So it's like, they're working together to guide you to certain things. So if you don't get it the first time, the second one comes in and flips it back in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
That does. It makes a lot of sense.
So just keep listening to them, and the more you pick up on the whole thing, personally, I think you're going to pick up names as well, and you're going to start calling them by a certain name.
Interesting.
Robert. If you start hearing the word name Robert and Ben.
I've heard Bobby and Bobby a lot.
Bobby? It could be Bobby and Ben, but I'm just picking up formal names, Robert and Ben.
Because
It's almost like a Robert Benjamin thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear Bob and Ben, I wouldn't be surprised if you hear those two. But I'm just telling you what I picked up myself. But you know, it's one of those things. It's progression. You're going to pick up some things yourself, and you're going to confirm that for yourself. I just feel like here in the next couple of months, you're going to go, "Aha, I know what's up," and I think you're actually going to know who they are too. You're going to find out the ideal of the origin of where you guys first came together and what lifetime that was. Almost to the point, I'm saying to you, this is just a suggestion, but I would love to sit down with you and do a past life reading.
I have had some interest about that, yes.
Okay, so I'm just saying one of those things, you know, if it's just the idea of getting more details, what that is and that kind of stuff, feel more, don't hesitate to call, and I can answer any questions you'd like. I lost my screen.
Excellent.
This has been an eventful day with technology, I swear. I don't know if it's the cold or what. I've had some fluctuations here and there and stuff like that, people popping in, popping out. So, that's what we see. That's what we're picking up here with the situation. It's just, they're helping you, and I think you are getting to the point where you know exactly why they're helping you. And you're going to a certain realization. I don't know what that was so hard for. And Coral, are you hanging in there with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have a question for Coral, if I can.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Coral, do you see anything about my son?
No, I really can't. I can't pick up anything right now.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, you don't have to apologize.
No,
if you can't. Yeah, if you can't pick nothing up, that's fine. It's best to say that and try to wing it.
exactly.
So with your son, could you give me some insight on your son, as in a birthday or first name maybe?
Samuel, or Sammy, is 6 years old. His birth date is June 25th, 2004.
He's a Gemini.
And he's a literal Gemini.
A literal?
Yeah, he's a twin.
Oh, really? He's a twin? As literally, he's a twin?
Yes.
Okay, now, the reason I asked the question in kind of a curiosity way, because of the way you said that. He's a twin. So where's his twin?
Well, it's a girl. You know, she's a girl, and she's doing well, but Sam has always had some problems.
Okay, no. Well, they seem really... So there's two, a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay, but you're more focused on your son. Well, the reason I said the question, because when I pick up on them, they seem so identical.
In real life, they're like night and day. I mean, they're complete opposites with everything.
Okay,
personality, temperament, everything.
Night and day. Well, what I'm saying to you is, when I pick up on the energy is so similar that I can't distinguish between the two. Okay? Mm-hmm. When you pick up on the sun, I would sit there and say that the sun has a tendency to pick... how to put this? The sun actually drains the girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
He drains everyone.
Okay. What everybody needs to do in this situation in order to help your son is you need to protect yourselves. I would suggest that you definitely take pink, like what I was telling Coral about, putting the pink bubble around you.
Mm-hmm.
And protecting yourselves to cut that energy off to him, because when he's feeding off that energy, that's why everything seems so out of control, because you guys are low on energy and he's high on energy, so you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you cut that loose, you could keep more... And plus the idea of focusing on grounding yourselves. When I sit here and talk about grounding, the biggest thing I pick up anymore is the idea of working with the chakra, which is below the feet, and then there's a chakras behind the knees, and then there's the chakra at the base of the spine.
Mm-hmm.
Working with these three chakras, you can ground yourself. And especially in this situation, I would definitely put an emphasis of working with all the chakras and doing chakra meditations in the morning and chakra meditations at night. Okay, and the reason I say that is because there's a lot of negative residue going on because of the situation, but also what he's bringing in too as well. Because what you're getting here too is you're also getting other spirits coming in here. And now the idea with the two brothers that are hanging out and doing these things and guiding you, for some reason it's very crystal clear why. It's the idea of there has to be a dual energy here to work with him because he's so powerful, because what he's
mm-hmm.
doing. The idea of being a twin has been able to do that, but he's also a Gemini. So at the same time, he's using this against everybody. So the situation is he's very intelligent, very smart, and he knows exactly what he's doing.
I agree completely. I mean, he uses everything he doesn't know. You know, he doesn't, and we've been trying to teach him to control himself a little bit better and keep himself calmer. But he is a manipulator.
And what I would do in the situation, since we had Raphael here, I would definitely invoke Raphael and Michael. Michael is a good one for cutting loose a lot of things. There's a lot of residue, a lot of things that from the past that you guys are still thinking and focusing on too. And that's just adding to the energy. You need to cut those mm-hmm. loose. But also he's a protector.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he protects. So it's the idea of protection and strength. And Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael together are really good for stress relief. There's a book out there called Healing with the Angels. And hold on. Yes, Healing with the Angels. And in that book, there is a meditation there with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. And what you need to do is, I would definitely recommend getting that book and using that meditation for strength and to get rid of the stress that's been caused by this whole thing, and to keep using that one and working with those two to keep you guys clear-headed so you can work with the situation. Because as he gets older, mm-hmm. see, the one thing is, he knows exactly what he's doing. He just doesn't realize the consequences.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Therefore, we have to do what we can. Because a lot of times in situations with certain things are going on right now, everybody has a tendency to let the kid dictate what happens because they don't want to hurt that child, not realizing by not putting discipline in the situation, you're hurting the
making
child.
Making it harder.
Right.
Yeah.
And as he gets older, with his discipline you're going to interact in here, it's going to make it a whole lot better. And as he gets older, I mean, let's sit here and say like this. In certain aspects of certain stories I heard about Jesus when he was very young and he was growing up, he had a tendency to be arrogant because of what he could do. And he had to mature into it, okay? Which I wish those books would have been taken out of the Bible, because it would show how people progress in their spirituality. And some people do get arrogant, but it would show you how they get past that. This person is very, right. Your boy is very gifted too. He's a very, very powerful psychic, to a point where he knows and he reads minds and he knows what's going on with you guys, and he can do that. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Literally, I have to be very careful thinking about him in the middle of the night because he comes to me.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just saying, with the situation, there's chakra clearings in the morning, chakra clearings at night, there's prayers, anything else. I would sit here and talk with your guides. I would talk to these two spirits that are with you, because I think for some reason I feel like there's a lot of experiences that they've had with this, dealing with the situation. But also they work together very well. They've worked very, very well together. Spirits, I think they did the same thing when they were alive. But there was also a progression to get to where they was, because I see them as very mature men. So therefore I feel like they can really help you with this situation of helping this, because it's like duality here. You can only see one side of it. I think by working with these two spirits and the angels, you could actually see both sides and really come up with a good way of dealing with this whole thing, okay?
Okay, Cor- thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, and I really appreciate the phone call, and please get in contact with me. We'll definitely do that past life reading for you. No problem.
I would love it. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Coral?
Oh, sorry. I'm right here.
No, you're okay. I was just making sure you're okay. I do have a pretty long show. So, you know, it's like I said, that, you know, when you get into a situation where you don't know anything, it's okay.
Okay.
You don't have to give us any answers. If you don't have any answers, you're fine. I just want you to relax and be good, and just if you need to take a break or something like that, and which I feel like you've already done that a couple times, and it's okay. That's
okay.
The best way. Go ahead. If you guys,
I wanted to ask you, when do you see us with John Edwards?
That's a good question. When do I see you with John Edwards? And, you know something? I do really feel like that your mom should be doing something right now of getting in contact with this man. This situation, I just feel like once she starts, once you initiate this, you will have contact, and he will work with you guys.
I just emailed him. That is crazy you said that.
Okay. So.
Yeah, not more than 1 minute ago, I just emailed him.
All right.
Okay, that's great.
Because at this time, I'm actually trying to get a hold of John Randall Price, or somebody associated with him, so I can actually have him on the show. And if you hear from John Edwards, or I want to get him on the show too. I think he's a great guy. You know, I think he has his own way about doing things and that kind of stuff, and he has a very strong personality, but that's good.
Oh,
I don't say anything bad.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, cool.
Back.
Think about this thing too, Coral. When you sit here and see me do these readings and I pick up those stuff very quickly and how detailed and accurate I am, that's a progression.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Good.
What'd she say?
I said you're good.
Okay, thank you. But I'm just saying to her, that's what she has to look forward to. That's why it's so exciting, because I mean, I still think that there's a lot more to it, you know, a whole lot more, and it's just like one of those things of having fun and progressing as we go through it, but actually getting a chance to do it. It's one of those things you should sit back and go, hey, thank you very much. So, you know, and like she said, she's got a really good attitude for a very young age, of sitting and saying she appreciates having the gift and being able to use it too. So I just feel like John Edwards is going to be coming through the whole thing, and I just want everybody to be very strong and upfront, straightforward with him too as well. for some reason, I feel like if he gets a little snooty about the whole thing, just say, hey, come here and talk to her yourself. Don't sit here and say you're a caring person if you're not. But at least open your heart and say, hey, you know, there were certain times when we all started out doing certain things that we would have been great to have a mentor like him.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to get stern or kind of negative here. I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, with strong personalities, we also have to be strong too, but it also helps us to realize that we already was that strong person and just come into it, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to answer some questions. So like I said, Coral, if you have any answers, you're more welcome to tell us those things, but if you don't, there's no pressure here that says you have to tell us anything, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Here we go. You fall asleep one more time. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Oh, it will be at here. 318 area code. You're on the show. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing really
you
good.
You okay?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. What's your name? And say hi to Coral. Coral.
Hi, Coral.
Hi.
Me too.
And say hi to her mom too. Her mom's sitting back there.
Hi, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Hi.
And tell everybody what
I'm Kat. Kat.
All I was going to say was introduce your mom, Coral. Tell everybody who she is. She's a very beautiful woman.
Am I supposed to say my name?
Yes, you can say.
Hi, I'm Holly. I'm up here in Seattle. Okay, here's Coral.
Well, she's quick, isn't she? She's right out there. So, Kat, do you have a couple questions you want to share with us?
I've been enjoying the show. I love how you read. And also, Coral, I can feel the wonderful energy that she has, and it's nice to see someone so young practicing. I'm 25, and I still consider myself young, but it's nice to see even younger on the path. But my question is actually, what does Spirit want me to know?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, you can go first, sorry.
Don't be shy, Coral.
Coral, you tapped in, Coral. What's going on? What do you feel?
sorry, hold on. Let me see.
Go ahead, girl. Come on, tell us. We're all waiting.
Okay. Well, what I just picked up is that they want you to know that you're a very bright person. Getting someone me someone telling me that they love you. Don't personally know if it's a male or a female, but I'm getting something like that.
It's intense.
Okay.
You still picking? Go ahead. Any more?
Oh, no.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, what I was saying to you was I'm sitting here looking at the situation.
Huh? Can you repeat that again?
I'm saying you're good. You're fine. If you're not picking anything up, you're okay, okay?
Okay. As soon as you said that, Coral, as soon as you said that somebody wanted to tell me they loved me, I know the spirit that was connecting with you. The veterinarian I used to work for when I was from the time I was 11 till I was 16, which he crossed over after that, but he's always been there and never gets a chance.
It's a male presence.
You.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So thank you, Coral. You did. Because when she said that also, I saw this blue orb next to me, so.
Right. No, that's one thing I was, I mean, I was going to let her do her thing, but I was picking up, definitely, a male presence. Oh, that clarified it for me. So with the situation at hand, this guy you're talking about, I mean, there's a very strong connection that seems like it's been for something that I get for a long time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I almost feel like he was like my twin flame kind of soulmate, but he's crossed over, you know, even though, and like that's still my connection, and he's been leading me and guiding me, like, for sure, on each step of my path, and especially now that I'm in college, I'm taking animal equine science to follow my dreams on having a horse farm and stuff, and I feel like he's,
I'm sorry, I was laughing at something else, okay? I'm serious.
No worries.
I'm just saying, with the situation with this guy, that when I say he's going to say twin flames, yeah, I'd definitely say twin flames. When he's here, he was here, but he's still here. There's still a strong energy of hugging, embracing, almost like he kisses your cheek and your neck a lot. For some reason, he had a fascination with your hair. And I get that you guys were together at least 2 to 3 lifetimes. You took, and this is the way it comes to me, okay? So I get to 2 or 3 lifetimes, but I feel like there's been many, many more previous to that. But there was also, you guys took a break from each other because of the intense energy that you have between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
This was a decision you both made together, that you would come back for a period of time and he would come back for a period of time, but you never come back together. And now he says that there is a situation that he will be coming back sooner than you think. He has a tendency to communicate. He has a tendency to communicate through you. With he really communicates to you through animals.
Oh.
So the reason you've chosen what you're doing is like a lot of things are happening, but there's a lot of connections. You have a tendency to have this gift with animals. Even the most violent animals have a tendency to love you. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the idea of getting shivers down your back, it's okay. It's part of the experience. It's something you've done before.
I have tears.
Okay. I'm just saying, I got the idea of tears, but I was also picking up more of the energy of shivering and tingling sensations that go up your spine. And something about your neck. I keep getting neck and cheek and fascination with your hair.
I love to be kissed on my neck, and my cheek brushed, and I have wild curly hair.
He used to love that. He still does.
It's
resonant.
It's in. Huh?
Sorry, resonant.
Go ahead.
Resonance. I can't say. Excuse me. I can't say the word. That's what it is. I got it clearly in my head. It's those freaking fairs they have. The people dress back and dress in the old, the like 14th century. What do they call that? For some reason, I can't pronounce it right.
14th century.
Yeah.
Clothing.
Yeah, it's more like a resin. What do they call that? Those fairs, resonant fairs.
Renaissance.
Yeah, there you go. I get that very clearly with you guys. I would sit there and say the ideal, what I see with like 3 lifetimes at least, you know, this might sound crazy to most people, but I saw this movie not too long ago where it's got King Arthur in it when they're actually, they're enslaved, I guess, to the Roman Empire. That is actually the closest story that I could actually recommend to people, saying that's King Arthur before everything happened going on, that kind of thing. Him and Guinevere were equals. They were almost the same age. They were both warriors. His friend, what's his name? Sir Lancelot, or whatever his name was. They were best friends. How do I know this? Because I was there. Okay, so I know these things.
Yeah.
So the round table was something that Arthur came up with, is because that's the way it worked. Nobody was better than the other. It was, the round table is actually equality. So the whole thing, I see you both there as well. So it's like a big old party, a hanging out and that kind of thing. Sure, the thing that we saw in the movie was really close to what was really going on too, but still in the midst of the whole thing, this thing about chivalry, it wasn't chivalry, it was just the way it was, and that's the way it should be. The people saying something and going and following and doing what they got to do. And living their word, that's what it was. So that was a very strong thing. And also, how will we put this? We got the 14th century. I'm not sure about the Guinevere and King Arthur kind of thing. Pretty close. I mean, there's a lot of things around that one time. But it would also explain a lot of things with your hair. Your hair is something that's followed you for a while, too. Because I get the impression that when back in one of your lifetime, there was a very strong resonance with you anyway, with you had a lot of followers, a lot of admirers, let's put it that way.
Well, yeah, I've been a priestess to the goddess more than once.
Yep. So you're actually a Roman and Egyptian and
what?
You're a Roman before. How would you put this? There's a couple. I get it, as you were in a couple outposts of the Roman Empire, that you were really more of. I don't know what you call it. I'm trying to put it over there. I see this place where there's actually a temple to you. You're really into this love thing. I shouldn't put it that way. I'm just saying the way it was back then. The love is very intense and very, very overwhelming, and you were very well overwhelming yourself.
I still am.
Someone said, okay, can you, okay, who is, my destiny, who is that?
Who, sorry, what?
My destiny, is that you guys?
My destiny?
Yeah. No, not you, not you. My guest.
My guest.
My guest. Coral.
Beauty and the Beast.
Coral. Can you hear me?
Maybe. Are you losing?
Okay, what's your name? You're Cat.
I'm Cat.
Okay, and then Coral. Coral, can you hear us? Coral. Hello. I think we lost them. I'm going to hey guys, if you can hear and call back in. All right, guys. Hello. That was awesome.
I'm still here.
Okay, Kat, you're still there. I'm going to sit there and tell them. If you guys can hear me, call back in, okay? And then, Kat, you were sitting there saying with the situation we've been picking up here, what do you, is there any, are you a reader?
Yes. Well, in training, like, I just really turned over into my mediumship more than anything. And,
okay.
And been studying my own past lives by going within a lot. So what you're,
okay.
A lot of what you're picking up on is actually things that I've just recently found out kind of about myself.
Right.
And it was actually a little surprising that I asked you about Dr. Raven being my twin soul, but that's because what I've been feeling is like I almost feel like I got a love coming that's what I'm being prepared for.
Right.
Or whatever next, like, and it has to do with all that's gone on even past before this life.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You can answer if you want to, you don't have to. I have this girlfriend, okay, I won't mention her name or nothing, but do you think that, just tell me whatever you can pick up on, right? Because I'm trying to figure out, we're trying to solve something right now, which is basically physical distance. She lives in Pennsylvania, I live here in Ohio. And we're trying to figure out if, you know, because things are going really good, how come we can't come up with the opportunities to actually meet each other face-to-face? And I was just curious if you might have some input or anything as you pick up yourself to do that kind of thing. Because, I mean,
well,
I was just sitting there. Go ahead, sweetie.
Are you a, so you're in Ohio, she's in Pennsylvania,
and uh-huh. you're wanting to come face to face?
Yeah, because she really wants to come here.
To visit?
Today she like went off because she was just so angry and so frustrated because she doesn't understand why it's not happening as quick as she'd like it to. And I'm sitting there going, I understand where you're coming from. I'm trying to give her some input, but the one thing I picked up the most was her anger and her frustration was I was trying to tell her that she needed to relax and calm down because that energy itself could cause something which we call the boomerang effect. The energy will go out there and it will bring things together, but there's also that energy is out there that will come.
Yeah,
she's
already forged that web. I know exactly what you're talking about. She's already forged that web by trying to, just with her own thoughts, because especially if
uh-huh.
you're dating a psychic, if you're with somebody and you're with them, you're connected. You know, you're intertwined with that person.
Right.
So probably if she's not in tune as much as you are, then her thoughts actually created, you know, more of an illusion kind of reality for what's going on, more than what's going on. So that's why the anger and frustration has manifested, because she's not getting what she wants, that she's envisioned, or, you know, that she thinks or knows to be.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, she's more in her mind than her heart of just allowing and saying, oh, well, spirit will provide this ticket for me to come there, or he'll come see me, or it works out that way. It really does.
Yeah, because I was almost tempted to say, okay, guys, could you guys start sending in donations so we could actually get her the gas money so she can come here? Because it's one of those things of, I mean, that's what I wanted to say. I was just like, hey, guys, help us out here just a little bit, or just call in and get a couple blocks of time or some time like that so we can actually get this going, because there's a lot of things going on right now and everybody understands the situations of certain things. But I mean, that's my frustration was going of trying to find, okay, could that be a solution? Or just, okay, guys, if you want to, you don't have to, but it'd be great that we could, you know, we would work all together, work together to get her down here, so therefore we can get rid of that frustration for her. I know there's certain things we have to work through, but
that would just be putting a Band-Aid over the wound and
uh-huh.
covering the healing instead of letting the healing be out in the open, because we all have to make our own way, especially
mm-hmm.
when it's coming to be with another person in an intimate
right.
way. We have to be very strong in ourselves and what's going on, you know, and the other person really can't help us, because then we will know for ourselves that we got ourselves there, and whether or not spirit's in tune with us for that. You know what I mean?
Oh, so the idea of her actually working out and coming up with the solution makes her stronger.
Yes.
And puts her in a situation where she realizes, okay, the more calmer I am, the more focused I am, that's where I get solutions.
How long have y'all been seeing each other?
It's almost like, I guess it's almost close to 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. All right.
I'm just saying, with the situation, I know how she feels.
Okay, we got anger and frustration at 2 weeks then. Okay, pardon me, but...
No, it's just one of those things. I know how...
Here's your sign, right here. You need to take two steps back before you take one step forward. And it's true about her making a way. Like, she seriously has to make her way, and that she can't count on you to make her way to come see you, especially since it's so early on.
Uh-huh.
That's even more important to show how powerful she is with herself, because if a girl expects the guy to bring her over, you know, later on she'll expect more. And when you have expectations, you get disappointed. And when you get disappointed, you get frustrated, and, you know.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, with her, she's a very strong woman. She's very determined. She's already told me that. That's what she wants to do. I think it might have been one of those days of just wanting to vent because it's just building up in her, and I think that's what it is. Because I sit here and look at the situation as something that is coming back together. Just because we haven't seen each other this lifetime, I just feel like it's one of those coming together again, not coming back together, let's rephrase that, but coming together for something even better than it was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just frustrating because I understand where she's coming from, to feel something that strong. And I tell people, too, I tell clients right off the bat, if you meet someone on the internet or on the phone, that you should definitely schedule to meet each other, if not in the first 2 hours, at least in the first 2 days. Because that initial contact physically, or just seeing each other, really sets the tone of what's going on.
Yeah,
you can determine things very quickly. Huh?
Yeah. It sets it up another level.
Yeah, and I think that's, sometimes I tell people, too, when it comes to relationships are like pregnancies. They all have their own little thing about their own little energy. They have their own rates. They have their own timing. So, you know, if things happen for you in 2 months, someone else might happen in 2 weeks. It's the two people that are in a relationship determine all the basically the success of that. So don't determine by, oh, my friend, it took them 6 months before they got together. Well, that's your friend. Just focus on what's going on with you two and see where that's going. So if things are really going fast, you can understand the frustration of why something people would call this the last step into something that's going to be continuing. We know for a fact relationships are a continuous step. But some people look at that one of those aspects and say, okay, meeting each other, that kind of finalizes it. It's not the final step, but it just finalizes what's really going on. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, when you meet somebody, especially that first meeting, that first date, that first that you get with somebody, you could with that person envision your whole future, how it could go in a way. You can actually
uh-huh.
pick up some things how it could be because the probabilities of being psychic. But then also, I don't know if you've had a lot of relationships in your life.
Oh, you almost did. I said, oh, yeah, I'm a stud.
I got you. Yeah. It's not something to be ashamed of because I've learned going through so many relationships myself that we're helping the world one heart at a time.
Well, yeah, and the idea of coming to a point in your life of realizing you're with the wrong person and being loving enough to let that person go as well, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, if you want to stick around and answer some questions with me with these other callers, you're more than welcome to do so. If not,
I would love to. I'll
okay.
stick around.
All right, so let's take some calls.
I actually have
Yeah, if you've got a website and you work with clients and that stuff, and you want to give out
the
information.
My website is earthangelconnections.com.
Okay, and that's how they get a hold of you?
Yeah, there's my I got an email address on there.
Okay.
But before the show's off, like, talk to me on the phone or something or put your email address up so we can swap.
Okay. I mean, if you want to, you can call me after the show.
Okay.
We can do that because, I mean, I can talk to you on here as soon as we got the air, too. Whatever you
yeah.
like, whatever's
well,
comfortable for you.
Let's get some other people. This is exciting. I love reading.
Okay, here we go. Area code 804. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
I'm Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia, and the cat's doing very well.
So how are you?
I'm doing terrific. I'm coming up on the fourth anniversary of losing my earth angel wife of 35 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that she's been very close helping me do some big things. And, they're just about ready to manifest. And about a month and a half after she passed, I almost joined her, but I'm disabled as a result of that. I have COPD and prostate cancer and the back problems and all kinds of stuff, but I'm hanging tough to do what I have to do.
Yeah, you're a very gifted person too.
Well, I'm actually going to try and transform the whole global economy and do it in a way that it's more caring and sharing, the whole principle of redistributing the wealth in ways that one can exercise their creativity to the hilt, and it's not about the money, it's about the love.
Right. So are we going, it's like, it's almost like a Star Trek thing. We all do our jobs because it's what we love to do, and then therefore everything is kind of compensated.
Yes, actually beautifully described on a website. Have you ever heard of the Venus Project?
No.
Oh, I have. I have.
Oh,
I
have
know
you?
Of Miss Rainwater. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, guys. Tell us about it. Come on, tell us about it.
I'll let Kat describe it.
All right, go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead. I know of the project and the world. I don't know much details.
Yeah, this
but...
gentleman's up in his 90s. He's like an Einstein. Since the age of 12, he's been laying out our whole future. If we can just get to it peacefully, he's talking about a non-monetary global resource-based economy where everybody shares resources for the betterment of all. He's got cities self-sustaining, housing millions of people, floating out in the middle of the oceans. It's unbelievable, but it's all achievable.
Yeah.
And my global incentive economy, I think, is a stepping stone toward the resource-based economy to transition that quickly, unless we have to. But it empowers people and shows them how, by interacting with one another, it's, you know, and collaborating, that it's a better way of doing things than having authorities all the time telling the majority what they want done.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we were sitting there. The reason we lost Coral and those guys, I said, I guess they had to go, and we just didn't hear it. It sucks.
I was catching some stuff when he started talking about his wife.
Okay, go ahead.
That passed on. And yes, she is there with you. Her energy is really strong and very loving and nurturing. And she loves you very much. She loves you very much, and that's what I got. You're a very strong-willed person, and God needed you on this side of things. She wanted me to tell you that.
Bless you, very capable.
That's
I'm
very
sorry.
Beautiful, and that really confirms what I felt. So you are truly gifted in what you're doing. I hope you'll continue to pursue it and help a lot of people in this world.
Plus,
I'd like to give a site for both of you to take a look at, where it's my wife and I were married, and there was a seer that was having visions of the Blessed Mother and Jesus and the angels and saints a little bit about a year before I got married to my wife in that church. And if you just Google smlikemichaelwa.org, that will pull up the site. It's quite fascinating. It's got miraculous photos that have been ongoing since the early 70s of all kinds of apparitions. When they have vigils, they have all kinds of things happening with people's photographs.
The angels are at work now. What was that website again?
SMWA.org.
Yeah, I got it. The only thing I was going to say was what the gentleman we're talking to. I never caught your first name. I'm sorry.
Hugh.
You, I get to, the thing that came to me quick was saying that you could heal yourself if you wanted to, but you've been preoccupied with helping everybody else, that you've kind of put that on the back burner.
Yes and no. I worked 100-hour weeks for many, many years, which has caused a lot of problems that I'm paying for,
right.
I'm coping with. But at the same time, I'm so excited to be able to help other people that I do put it on the back burner, because I look at it philosophically. If God wants to take me, he can do it at any time. So
that's true.
I sort of leave some of the physical in his hands, but I do try and behave a little bit better as far as progressing. But some of my and I do have a fascinating friend that is I learn little bits and pieces, and that's you can do when you learn how to collaborate with people. This gentleman is he's a wonderful humanitarian. His main site is thelightparty.com.
And you, The Light Party.
Okay. Yeah, thelightparty.com. He's also a write-in candidate for president, but a tremendous humanitarian. And if you want to see a picture of my wife, if you're on a computer, there's a blog that was put on the internet for me. If you just Google creativity, the number 777.com, you'll pull that up and see her on her wedding day. And there's actually a my profile is behind her. I never saw a picture like that in my life, and it's very special. And my wife was an identical twin, and it's interesting that Kat said what she said, because a little bit after she had passed on, I was talking to her twin sister, and at one point in the conversation, her twin said to me, "You, Anne, always told me how much she loved you." And I said to her twin, whose name is Catherine, I said, "Catherine, that's not you saying that. That's Anne saying that through you, and I thank you very much for that."
Yeah, it's powerful messages.
Yeah.
You know, you need to breathe. You need to breathe more. You need to breathe with your full body. You need to take deep breaths and let a lot go as you exhale, and just focus on your breath sometimes. Just focus on that life force that is still keeping you alive next to that heart that's pumping in your body. You know, honor that breath a lot more, and things will get a lot easier too for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll try and do that. I have COPD, which they say is not curable. That's why you're picking
up. My grandmother
up.
Has that too. Yeah, my grandmother has that. Yeah, first thing, like, it was almost asthma. You've had asthma?
Yes.
Yeah, and stuff like that. My grandmother has that stuff, and she's a believer. She's the whole reason I even believe in angels. And it's possible to heal and cure your own self. You just have to do the practice, and you have to believe with your heart. You know, don't worry about the set belief, but believe with your heart, and you can get better. And like I said, God needs you on this side. He needs your free will, but a blessing is infused energy with divine will. So you're blessed with another chance at life, you know, and a divine will. And that's why you're here.
Yeah, I've been through some very bizarre experiences throughout my life, and that taught me lessons. And one of the biggest lessons, and that's what I'm trying to get out to people, was from my wife. She taught me what unconditional love was all about, and I thank her so much for that. And I have a bliss within my heart with all the things that I'm doing, but I will try and practice better breathing, like you said. Thank you for that.
And plus, you also, in the process of what you're doing as you proceed to go forward, don't be surprised if there are certain healings that go on with you too as well that you won't notice until later on, but they will happen. I get a lot of that where as you do this, you feel really good, and the vibration is being really raised up, and I just feel like you're attracting things like that. But I'm also being told that you're going to go through at least two healings in the next year. So
I believe in miracles, and miracles do happen every day. Most people don't realize, you know, their eyes aren't open to them, but they're happening all around us all the time.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying, with the connection with you and with your wife teaching you about unconditional love, you resonate that, and you are really, what's the word? You're just a really great, I had the word too. You're this great person that resonates. You resonate what she's taught you. And you do it so spontaneous ways.
She was just super, and everybody that ever her initially liked her, and after they got to know her, they truly loved her.
Oh yeah, she still resonates through you too as well. She's always going to be with you. She's always going to be on your right shoulder. That was scary.
Meeting dog.
No, I don't have email, but I wanted to give Kat. I've come into contact with a number of different psychics through the Blog Talk Radio, just to and getting feedback on different things. But there's a nice one for Kat, if she'll email her through my name. And her name is Sharon Pugh, P-U-G-H, SharonPugh.com. She works a lot with animals.
Beautiful. I'll write that down and got my computer here and try to get it through all
the
websites.
Yeah, I've actually seen her on Journey into the Light.
Yes, she is on every Monday night on Journey into the Light, and a very sweet disposition, and she works a lot on with the police around the world on different cases.
Yeah, I like to tell. I'll try and figure out if she ever found her. She lost some keys not too long ago.
Right. I don't know. Maybe Monday she'll find out. She was asking for other psychics to help find them, but
yeah, that was actually on the show one night, and I told her I felt like it was one
was
of the
that
things.
You?
Yeah, that was me. I was going to tell her.
Yeah.
That she
all right. Well, she knows me. She has a lot of information. Feel free to introduce yourself through my name and see if she can come on your show or whatever too. She's quite a gal. And,
yeah. No problem. All I got to say is there's another reader. I'm really not a reader. Another caller I'd like to take some calls from to get some answers. Well, shoot.
Why, thank you
I'm
very
losing
much
my mind.
For this.
I am losing my mind, Hugh. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to say I don't want to sound like I'm trying to rush you off the air.
Not at all. No. I time flies when you're having fun. I think I took a little
is it
bit longer.
No, you're fine.
Whatever, but I appreciate what both of you had to say.
All I was going to say to you was if you wanted to stick around and fine. I was just going to answer a couple more questions.
I'll listen. I'll just take it off the one so and I'll listen a little bit more than
okay.
God bless both of you and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it. And I think some people out there got some good information. I'm definitely going to check out these websites myself, so. Yeah, I enjoyed you being on the show. I just, like I said, I can put you back on mute if you just want to listen. That's fine.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Thank you again. And if you ever want to be on the show again or come and be a guest on the show, let me know.
All right. Thank you again. Take care now.
You too.
Good luck.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, Kat?
I am here.
And your dog?
Serenity and Frosty are doing well. Serenity's chasing her tail.
Well, sometimes it's one of those things where they want to communicate as well. Because I've had a couple of dogs where I actually just got this one lady's dog one night, and she was saying this dog has a tendency to, she loves attention, and she's also very psychic too, and she attentions a lot of things. So don't be surprised if your dogs are not the same thing. We're wanting a lot of attention from you because your attention is going somewhere else, and they can sense that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Serenity, she's my familiar beyond belief because she was in my dreams. It was amazing. These people kept trying to give me this dog for 3 days, and I was like, no, I'm not responsible for a dog right now. I can't. And then on the third day, I had this dream. It was a simple one. I was out shot, and I was shouting, Faith, come on, Faith. My friends are like, what are you shouting about? I was like, I'm calling my dog. They're like, don't call your dog, Faith. I was like, fine. Imagine. Come on, imagine. And I woke up
that's
and I
crazy.
Got her the next day, and so God gave me serenity.
Well, you were asking for it, so.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I got another caller here, so let's go and take some answers, some questions. Eric, okay, you have a 1111, but you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name? If you just want to listen, that's fine. I just wasn't sure. And we'll never know. Hello?
I'm here.
Well, I know you're there. I've clicked on the caller, and they're not responding. For some reason, I keep getting the impression that it might be somebody named Steve. Hello? Hello? I love that fluctuation, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you have a show here on Blog Talk Radio, Kat?
Not a personal one. I have set it up to do a radio show, but I don't have the time to go through the whole. I don't even know how you do it on your computer to
call people, have people call in and stuff like that. You know, I'm not
it's easy, all technical.
Like that.
Don't be technical. I do it all the time, man. I mean, the one thing I found out about doing a show, because I do mine 6 days a week, so I'm always booking guests and putting the shows together and doing everything myself. And I basically went into the radio show and started, I was sitting there, I actually called a show one night, and then I was always been wanting to do radio, and there was this thing in the corner, it was in the right-hand corner going, would you like to have your own radio show? I'm sitting there going, my angel was talking to me? So I went in there, and it says it's very easy, and I've done the same thing too, where they always say it's always very easy to go in there and do this direct by direct, but actually when you go in here, they have certain thing, certain videos and stuff that actually help you work you through it.
Tutorial.
Yeah, the tutorials, and then you go in there. I did the whole thing, and once my biggest problem was the idea of going in there wasn't doing the shows and putting them together. It was just at the time, I don't know if it was the browser I was going through or whatever, would erase things 3 or 4 times before I could actually get in there and do the whole thing. So I was like freaking out on that part, but after I changed. I did something different with the callers and when I started working with certain things, and it was kind of overwhelming the first time I did that, because I wasn't really, I didn't know what to expect, let's put it that way. But once you go in there and do the whole thing and you do it once or twice,
you're I know you're telling me what spirit's been like, come on, you little procrastinator, come on, come on.
Hey, the same thing happened to me too. I was sitting there going, I was sitting there when I first started working for a psychic line. I stared at the phone for a couple of days before I actually got on the phone and actually started going to work. It wasn't until I got to Colorado, I actually worked with people face to face. That's what I really love to do.
That's the first place I was a reader. At the Ascension store in Colorado.
So we do this whole thing, Colorado?
Yeah.
Where was you?
Louisville, right out of Boulder.
Ah. I actually lived in a place called Manitou Springs. Manitou Springs. I just can't wait to go there again. It was so beautiful up there and so quiet. I liked it back because it would be a bustling town, little town for about, until about 6. And after 6, you could hear a pin drop in the middle of downtown.
Mm,
you used to go to the library. The library was surrounded by trees. And it was just, I don't know. It was something about that.
I know, up there in the Rocky Mountains is beautiful. Whenever I would take some inner city kids and I'd take them hiking up there and set up camp and kitchen and take them on the Continental Divide and climb waterfalls and up there and the
lake.
That's
what I want to tell that guy. If he's still listening, I was going to say that with the situation, how would you put this, with the situation of him curing, when it came across and said that when doctors say there's no cure for this, which means they don't have the cure. What came to me, at that time that he said that, it said almost like the angels were saying, "No, the cure is within you."
Yeah, yeah.
It's not. They don't have it because they don't want it. I get the impression if he was in Europe, there's a cure. It's just that these freaking doctors these days don't want to do nothing unless they make a cool $1 million off of it. And I'm getting really appalled with the whole thing, because the idea of actual healing itself has to do with love. And I think the reason we're having a lot of problems with doctors and that kind of stuff, but they just don't do that anymore. It's all about money. It's all about cash. They all put money first.
And doctors are very much more scientific, too. I was watching this wonderful thing today on lightworkers.com. It's their new segment on the new energetic bodies. And it's talking about, because you know our body is made up like 9% water. We're going to be grounding ourselves, having more water. It's going to be less water capacity within us, but that means we're going to be more emotional, more open to the energy, you know, because everything, it's really all about the energy, man.
Plus, you guys out there who want to ask Colin and ask us some questions and you're curious about the subject, or you want to bring a subject to the
to the table, call in here at 646-721-9031, and we'll answer all your questions. We have Kat here, which we really don't know a lot about her, but she seems like she's very impressive. And we also have a caller who just called in. So they got their hand up, so we'll go ahead and with the whole thing. But see, the point of having Kat here, who just kind of dropped in on us, is to get to know people. She's a leader, too. Mm-hmm. I feel like she has a lot to learn, but she also has a lot to offer us. But also, the idea of doing radio shows and working, and when I was working in Colorado, the one thing I learned the most of working with people one-on-one and working in a shop and actually end up owning a shop is the more I did it, the stronger I got, which I think was just more confidence in what I was doing. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Confidence. Mm-hmm. Things going good and that kind of stuff, to where you're going to find out a whole lot more about yourself. But it's the idea. The more you focus on doing readings for other people, the more you find out about yourself, the more you really know who you are, which is a lifetime achievement, basically, but and many lifetimes, too, we've heard, you know. But I'm just saying, that's one thing that came to me the closest and the fastest was, the more you do this, because I know even doing this radio show, I mean, it's just, and having a goal. My goal is to be, like we've seen in reading this, and I can read this again, too. See, I sort of went over this whole thing when I was reading this. Well, I sort of say, dear God, archangels and angels, please help me clearly hear, see, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide my readings so that they are in the light, specific and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. My goal is to be the most accurate, detailed, most compassionate, personal, psychic, spiritual advisor there ever was, because I would want to give so much to the point where that person I'm working with, all the information is detailed to that individual, and that there's so much detail and so much, so descriptive and detailed that there's no doubt that that person will walk out that freaking door and go, I got it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's my biggest thing, and it's not to be the richest or the most wealthiest, it was, not in the sense of money anyway. And even though I would like to make at least, I have my goals or much what would be comfortable for me in order to keep doing this, but also feel that I'm taking care of my needs as well. Because I feel like if you don't take care of the individual's needs, you can't take care of something, you can't help somebody else. You know, if you don't love yourself, you can't love somebody else. And I don't think you can be that compassionate and caring for people either. If you have insecurities, wants, needs, you don't have any food in your cabinet, that kind of thing, you know? But if you do, eat more content, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you? Because what I'm saying to you is like a lifetime of excitement, enthusiasm by doing this kind of work.
Yeah.
And we got two callers on the line, so we got 22 minutes left, guys, on the show. We've got plenty of time to call in here and get your reading and get your questions answered. The number here is 646-721-9031. Also, if you guys want to call me for private readings, the number is 937-838-6337. Got some really good specials going on. If you buy a block of time, if you get it's a block of time is like six readings, it's only $50. And if you get 11 readings, it's only $100. And if you sort of look at the whole thing of the special we've been having at $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour, you get a block of time. That's actually cheaper than the $10 an hour. So it's only good until the end of February, so get in there. And so as soon as you buy those blocks of time, you can spread them out over 6 months. Once they're purchased, I'm going to honor everything I do like I always do any first place. I'm just saying, you know, don't get nervous. Don't get some kind of craziness about the whole thing. You all call the show. You all know who I am. And I honor everything that I do. I mean, right now I'm working on the scheduling thing of balancing things out that way, too. But everything's falling into place. So, therefore, I just want everybody to get in on this good special we're having until the end of February. So, if you get, you know, buy some blocks of time. And I just want you all to feel good about it and say, okay, great. I can do this for the next 6 months. Yeah, you can. So give me a call, 937-838-6337, and then I'm going to give Kat, toward the end of the show, a chance to also give out her information so that she can start doing readings, too. And I'm encouraging her, if she needs any help of setting this show up or want to do anything like that, I'll be our first guest. All right, so let's go ahead and attend. Let's do some calls, and let's answer some questions. Here we go. Okay, you are on the air. You're on the show. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
You sound familiar.
Yes, I do.
I thought you said you wasn't just going to listen and you wasn't going to want me to answer, but you got your hand up, so I was just figuring that you might want to talk. And
I do. Actually, I just have a statement to make.
Okay.
Okay. I do. I absolutely, truly love you, but I don't want your help to get down there. Not at all. Actually, if somebody wants to make a donation, please give it to charity.
Okay, cool. No, that's fine. I already knew that. I'm just saying, I'm like you. I get frustrated, too. I'm just like, you know, tempted to go, come on, people, just give me a thing so I can just send her there because I'd like to see you in person as soon as possible, too, as well. But Shannon, why don't you sit here and ask Kat a couple questions? Maybe she can give you some help and insights, too. If you want to.
Hello, Carmen.
Hello, dear. How are you?
I am fabulous. What's your name?
Shannon.
Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
What's your question, Shannon?
I actually don't have any questions. If you have any messages, mm-hmm. That's fine.
You're done. But Kat, are you meditating?
I don't know. The phone's cutting in and out. I'm having a hard time connecting.
That's okay. What's the situation? She was just asking if you might have a message for her from the angels or something like that. It might help her out in the situation. If not, that's okay, too.
Everything's in divine and perfect order.
Okay. I got that card, too. All is well. Everything's happening the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So,
everything's in divine and perfect order, and what will be is being.
I got a question. How long do you think it's going to be before we actually meet face to face?
Next week.
I got 2 weeks, maybe. So,
you know.
That was my first thing I heard was 2 weeks. So.
Okay. Well.
You know, that's about the new moon time, so that would be more. I live by the moon very predominantly, and we just got over a full moon, so next week would actually not be a great time to go traveling to see a new mate. You want to wait more towards when we're in the light of the moon, and Mercury is just now getting over being retrograde, I believe. I haven't looked at the planets in the past few days, so.
That's a pain in the butt.
So. Yeah, also, you know, check with what's going on, but definitely wait towards more the new moon and not so much while we're in the dark side of it.
Okay. What do you think about that, Shannon?
Anytime's great with me. You're always
all right.
With me, Anna.
Yeah, that's kind of a new experience for me, too, to actually be with somebody, not be with somebody. So, trust that.
Yes, but please, if you get any donations, please give it to a charity.
Well, I'll see about getting some curtains to show. Is that okay?
You will.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. I will definitely talk to you after the show, and I love you more than anything else, more in this world, too. Which I don't think you doubt that anyway, but I thought I'd tell you anyway. All right.
I love you.
I love you, too. And you have a great night, and I definitely will talk to you later.
Okay. I'm just listening.
Okay. I'll put you back on listening, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Kat. So, Kat, how'd you feel about that? That was pretty powerful, I thought.
That was on the spot. Surprise!
Heck yeah, so that was pretty intense. I thought that was, every day it was just like she's just amazing. I mean, it's just,
is there another caller?
Yeah, but I'm trying to the energy is already high. I'm just kind of come down for a couple of minutes, and then we'll go into this area code 301. We're going to get you in 2 seconds, I promise.
Okay, take a deep breath. Let's all just take a deep breath.
Thank you for the information, too. I really appreciate that. And I'm serious. Give me some information when we get off the show, and give me some information about you and contact information. I'll put you on my show page, okay?
For sure.
All right. So let's go to area code 301, which I know you've been patiently waiting. And
bring another question.
Come on. There we go. 301. You're on the air. You're in Maryland, right?
Hey, how you doing?
Maryland. Where are you at, Maryland?
And Laura, I've talked to you about a
before, yeah.
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right, man. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Say hi to Kat.
Yeah.
Hey.
had a question. I am trying to get over my ex, and I actually just met someone. And I guess I pretty much know my answer. I just am trying to confirm it. Should I pursue this new love, or should I be going back to the ex?
First of all, tell me your name, your first name.
Donald.
That's kind of wild. That's my name.
Well, that's good. Good company.
Do they ever call you Donnie?
Yeah, Donnie, Don, everything.
Yeah, I tell people I don't like being called Donald.
Oh, yeah, but, I know.
Donnie's okay.
Yeah, Donnie, I can do that.
Know what the situation I was talking about before? We talked about this before, and I just felt like something was... I could have swore I felt like something was coming.
Yeah, you did. You did say that. You definitely did.
Yeah, see, the point of the situation is you need to step over. I'm sorry, but the first picture I got when you said I need to step over your ex,
mm-hmm.
to get over your ex, and all I could see was you with your ex on the ground, just taking a step and going over her and ignoring her in order to go toward this new, as I see it, as a light.
Because
I feel like this next lady, this lady you're talking about, that's in your life right now, seems like she's the light and your ex is the dark.
Okay. That's kind of how I feel, too.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like looking at things, walk over her. Yes, she'll try to grab onto you and try to pull you back, but it's one of those things of, you know, getting pants that are actually, that'll fall off you, and then she can have those, and then just run.
Okay.
And, yeah, just go and do, you know, because I'm saying, this person is coming in, it's very favorable than this person that you were with before.
Okay.
I almost get the impression the person you was with before was lying to you and telling that she really did feel the way she did because of her own fears of keeping you in her life.
Damn.
What do you think, Kat?
First thing is he has emotional cords. Our hands, each of us leave unique thumbprints. That's why cops can catch the bad guys sometimes, because we leave that imprint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, energetically.
Well, you
we
guys do.
Imprinted. Okay. I don't know. Well, I'm just using an example. But energetically, we get imprinted. And you're still tied up emotionally. It's still, you're still kind of back there, though. Whatever, like he said, this new wonderful beau that's around, she's something that you need to go forward to.
Okay.
The ex is an ex for a reason, okay? Ex does not mark the spot.
Well, it can if you let her come into this relationship, because if you let her in anyway, in this relationship, the ex is going to ex out whatever's going to happen. And you don't want that to happen, okay? You want this to, because I feel like it's very good. It's on a good start, and you still need this beginning time to build that foundation, which is on a good start, but at the same time, you have an ex here who likes tearing things down.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Kat. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. You're right. I feel how emotionally you still tie. Emotionally, she still takes energy from you. Do you still talk to her a lot?
No, I don't.
You don't talk to her no more.
I talked to her like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, you used to talk to her quite a bit, and you cut
down. I definitely did, almost every day.
Yeah, because we were starting to talk about that, because you're right, but the last 2 weeks she's cut that off, but there's been temptations.
It definitely has. It definitely has, but I've been fighting it. I've been trying to fight it.
So in this 2 weeks, you've had somebody else come into the picture, into your orbit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, okay. A month ago.
Go ahead.
See, what's happening is there's just cords. Like, she's still connected to you, and you just have to, like, visualize cutting the swords. Get Archangel Michael. Call Archangel Michael, and he can take his sword, and he will chop those cords that's connected, and you'll get more of your power back, and you'll get more of your understanding. Like you said, you already knew the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that.
You're just
yeah.
having us affirm. But once you do that clearing, you won't even have that doubt to call and ask again, you know?
Uh-huh. You know, the only thing I would add to that was she's right, because I think actually, Donald, I think we actually talked about cutting the cords with Archangel Michael.
We definitely did.
Yeah, so she's confirming that again, so that's good. We got that. The only thing I would add to that was a vision I saw was also having Archangel Michael with you because of his shield. That when this lady tries to do certain things, to divert those with that shield and to take that in. And then, because this is what I see with the woman. It's almost like venom in certain ways of what she can get very violent. Because when I see the cords being cut, almost like she gets angry and she's like trying to.
Attack herself again.
Yeah, because
I see that too.
Yeah, it's like arrows and ropes attached to her. Yeah, shooting.
Seeing that, and she'll go after your lady, and it's like seeing this whole like energetic battle going on, and people are just like sitting next to each other so calmly, but sometimes there's this, you know, battlefield going on, especially with women, especially with women like that. You know, she unconsciously could be doing this, you know, more than consciously, because there's not a lot of conscious people around as much as they are aware.
Yeah.
And so, like, subconsciously, like, she could be attacking your woman, too, you know, your new woman and stuff. And you just got to say a prayer of protection, both of y'all, call Archangel Michael, have no doubt. And if her name keeps coming up in your mind, if it keeps coming up, then take... take a piece of paper and write her name down.
Yeah.
And either freeze it and then throw it away after you freeze it or burn it, but that's to physically get that thought down on paper and to be done with it.
Yeah.
That'd be like the last cord is clearing that mind by putting it on the paper and even focusing any emotions you still have or any thoughts you have with that you do the ritual.
Yeah, their birthday is only like a week apart, and their names are very similar, just one letter difference. So it's like, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, with a situation take a pink bubble and put it around you. This way, it helps you to interact with the person who really does really with this new girlfriend, but it also blocks out everybody else who's trying to harm you. And I feel like the thoughts and things that she's trying to do to you are just to harm you, to keep you from going forward until she figures out what she wants to do, which this situation's done. She doesn't have to come to that conclusion yet. So this would also, the pink light, some people say white light, but sometimes white light for people has a tendency to cut everything out. And you have a little distance between you and your girlfriend. You don't want to do that.
Okay.
I was just sitting there. I saw the vision of the pink light, putting a pink bubble around you to protect yourself from her. But also be able to interact with your girlfriend now. And since there's such a closeness and similarities to them, I definitely know why I saw it now. That will definitely cut it out where you can distinguish between the two. Because this ex is also hitting you with a bunch of stuff that she thinks she's trying to shower you with love and how she cares about you. But it's more of a I call it vindictive, because it's something that she doesn't want to lose. She doesn't want it, but she doesn't want to lose it.
Yeah. Man, y'all kind of hit it on the head, too.
So what are you going to do?
Yes, I definitely just got to move on then, okay.
Yep, exactly. Alrighty.
Thanks so much again.
Oh, no problem, man. Give me a call.
Definitely. Y'all have a good one.
Okay.
All right,
man. Thank you. Have a good night. I'm sitting here. I'm going to do something here real quick, okay? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. I was often. We work well together in a way. We tap in. I really am having fun with this.
Okay. I was actually
going to So nobody's got me out of my shell in a while.
So, okay. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said no one's got me out of my shell in a while.
Okay. Let's see here. I was sitting here. See, I saw this one number here, and I'm sitting here saying hello. Hello? Hello? I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Okay, there's no one answering. So, hello. Hello, hello, hello. How you doing? Hello?
Hello.
Okay, well, I guess we'll forget that. Okay, we're going down to 5 minutes. We still got plenty of time to answer some questions, and everybody, whoever pops into the queue, if you're still there, even when we go off the air, I will still answer your questions for you, if you're still in my queue. I love that. It rhymes. Okay. No one's calling in, but that's no problem. I just want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank you for everybody who popped in. The guy who had this show, I think it's One Warrior. I should have wrote that down, because, I mean, he was very helpful. He was telling us about Archangel Raphael, and he said he was very impressed with the show. I just wish I could return the favor and say, check his show out. But I think it's One Arm Warrior, if I'm not mistaken. And I think it's a show here on Blog Talk Radio, so check it out. And what was I going to... Oh, thank you all for being here. I thank you for all the callers. Thank you for all the support. And like I said before, if you want to donate money to the show, if only for 50 cents or a dollar, everything is appreciated because everything goes right back into the show so we can keep going and keep going forward and stay here to help you all. So therefore, do that. And plus, like I said before, I do private readings. Besides doing readings here on the air. And every Friday and Saturday, guys, listen up. Every Friday and Saturday, we do readings, and that's all we do. We don't have a topic usually. The reason I have a topic tonight because we're supposed to have Coral on Wednesday. That was a little mix-up in timing and stuff. So we already had a plan, but it seemed like everything seemed to come together today more than anything else. So therefore, I thought that's what I meant. I guess felt like that was meant to happen. So, like I was saying before, I do private readings, but Fridays and Saturdays we do readings. We do readings out of every show, but Friday and Saturday is pushed aside just so we can focus on nothing but answering questions and going that way. But I do, and I'll get back to what I was saying before, I do private readings, which is the number is 937-838-6337, and my website, it's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So check it out. Right now we're having blocks of time where if you purchase a block of time, which is 6 1-hour readings, it's $50. And for 11 one-hour readings, it's $100. If you just want to call in and get a reading or just schedule a reading where you just want to get an hour, it's $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. But before, that's only going to last until the end of February. At the end of February, things are going to change. If you're referred to somebody who say you don't listen to the show, but someone told you about the show and told you about the thing and you want to get a reading from me, you still get a discount from the original price, which is $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. Or my regular price is $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. So, and we made it easier for you, too. If you go to the website, it'll say $100 reading, but you can also get 11 readings for $100. So it makes it a whole lot easier. You just push one button, whatever you want to do, just tell me, I write it down, it's all done. I'm sending it with $50. So check it out. Number is 937-838-6337. Give me a call. I'd love to work with each and every one of you. I just love doing this kind of work, so therefore, work it out and do it with me, okay? And that's me. And Kat, go ahead and give me your information. You got 90 seconds.
Okay. Well, my website is earthangelconnections.com. See my number and my email on there, but it's a website dedicated to all my poetry. I'm about to have a book be published here soon, working with them right now on that. And also, it's my second book that I've been working on is up there, and it's about what love is through experiences. of
Oh, I just want to say something
power.
Real quick. I just want to say real quick. If you guys are in the queue, stay right there and I'll get with you. Because I don't have to go off the show and I'll still answer your questions. So go ahead, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, that's it. You can reach me at earthangelconnections.com. My email is freespiritedkate@yahoo.com. And you never know where you're going to find me next.
And plus, keep tuning in, guys. Cause I'm going to take all the information and put it on my show page so you guys can get that, okay? So then we're going to go in. Like I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And thank you for being here. And we'll see you Monday when we're going to have a show. We're going to go back to the 22 angels and do that kind of thing, okay? So let's get back to the answer.
What's
some
your
questions.
Number again? What's your phone
thank
number
you.
Again?
Well, my phone number?
Yeah.
It's 937. 838-6337. Hello, how are you? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you? You still listening?
Yeah. Great show, and you and your new young lady will have a wonderful life together.
Well, thank you. I just want to make sure that you're taking it all in, and I really thank you for being on the show today, too. I really appreciate that. And don't worry about the timing. Everything happens for a reason. So I'm going to go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
I was trying to think of, there was another site that I wanted to give you, too, for some reason that's flipping my mind right now. But my phone number is on that blog I gave you, Creativity 777.com, and there could be some things that I can do to help you figure out some ways to bring in some extra income too if you wanted to give me a call sometime.
Okay, cool. I will do that. Alrighty?
All right. You take care. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, you too.
Bye, Hughes.
Bye-bye. You take care, Kat.
You're awesome.
You call me. I want to speak with you. My number's on there. I don't consider myself a poet, but I have written a couple of interesting ones, and I think I can help you also with some monetary things.
Okay. I believe you could help us if you're a very beneficial kind of soul, sir. I get that.
Yeah, I get that.
You give me a call. If you don't get me directly, just leave a time and a number to call back because I don't have email, and then I'll do that.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right.
Hello? How are you?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know. this has Kat. She might tell me how I am. can I ask your first name, please?
Yeah, Donnie. It's Amber.
Amber?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds familiar. Gosh, Amber.
Yeah, I wonder who that is.
So what's up?
Hey, I was wondering what you saw as far as the situation that I've got going on. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Well, we still talk about this guy, this boyfriend of yours, or I don't know how to describe
whatever
that.
He is.
Okay, well, you said you came to terms with a lot of that stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, but I don't know. I just kind of wanted your insight.
Well, one thing I think you should do with the situation is let it go. Let it see what didn't. When I say let it go, I mean letting it go means just let it go. It doesn't mean it's good or it's bad or it's over or it's not. It means, because I had a lady call me yesterday who said, I'm getting to a point right now where I think I should let this go, but I think I should hang on to it because it might not be over. And I said, nope, you need to let go of it. You should have never attached yourself to it in the first place because it causes a lot of chaos. And when you attach yourself to somebody or a relationship, it's hard to see things for what they are. And I understand it can be hard to do that, but at the same time, when you just can't do that. Because this person needs an individuality, and so do you. And a lot of times when you attach yourself to somebody, what you're doing is looking for your identity, okay?
Right.
Which
which you need to work on yourself to get that, but sometimes we have a tendency to latch onto somebody else because, wow, that's perfect. I love to be that person. Or as you put it, this is who I want. This is what I'd love to have. When actually what you're saying is you're wanting to find yourself, and I would love to find that. And you think you're going to find it through this person.
Right.
When the only way you're ever going to find that is through you. And that's what I'm saying here. Let it go, and let's see what happens. Let's prove the universe is abundant and prosperous, and these things do happen. So if it doesn't happen, it's just telling you that there's somebody better for you, and that you need to find yourself, okay? Because you're a beautiful person. You have all this stuff going on for yourself because of who you are, and you have to come to self-acceptance of realizing that you are a very beautiful, talented, powerful woman. This person you're mm-hmm. talking about that you want to be with is not. He's there's certain things of certain ways or certain mannerisms. It shows me that he can be. Don't get me wrong, okay? He can be, but he's not. So what you're seeing is like a reflection through him of who you really are. He seems to be scared of that because he's not. That's why men have a tendency to run away. Not because you said something you shouldn't have said. It's because he ain't strong enough to deal with it. He cannot deal with you because you're a strong person. And what you need in your life is a strong person just like you, on the same level as you are. So this is a prime example of what we call signs that says he's not. Of course, you have to come to that realization yourself, and you have. Now you're questioning it. And you shouldn't do that. You should trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are definitely on the right track, and you should because you have attracted some really good things into your life now because of who you are. And if you keep working on yourself and keep discovering more things about yourself, all you're going to do is start attracting more positive stuff to you. You're a powerful singer. Now you're in a band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it. So, but this little cat, see if she can give us some insight here too on Amber's situation. And Kat fell asleep.
What?
Kat,
I'm sorry.
Kat, did you hear Amber's situation with
Can
Amber?
You hear me? I had you on mute. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Hear you.
Okay, yes. I was talking, and y'all were like, Kat fell asleep. I was like, no, not I'm here. I had you on mute so I could actually, so y'all wouldn't get any of my dogs.
Yeah.
Well, what I got first thing when she started talking, she said her situation. I just was like, boy toy.
Yeah, boy toy.
Yeah, that basically is what I was getting out of it. And you were right on with everything what she needed to hear. Basically, you said it all. But he's just a boy toy, honey. Yeah.
Everybody's like, yeah.
Like he'll never change. He's just gonna,
And sometimes when you're an empath, like you're empath. Sometimes you empath about the person who they are becoming, not who they are, and they haven't even made the choices to become that person that you can see them, because you're just seeing all the good in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you know it. It's just not lining up. Like you're not lining up with him, and it doesn't have to be such work either.
Right.
Yeah, we don't. When we doubt, that's when you know right there is your first sign from the universe saying, oh, something ain't right. But a lot of people always don't listen to that doubt and still move forward.
Right.
Right. Is he going to, like, you know, once I figure out myself and, you know, do more of these positive things that I know I need to do, he's probably going to try to come back, isn't he?
Okay,
See, the bugs are always attracted to the light. Go ahead, sorry.
Exactly. But maybe you'll change at that point. Something will shift into you that you'll actually want something better, that you won't want him coming up for the scraps of what from before, because he couldn't man up and be there while you were going and changing. That's a real relationship, is when he can change with you.
And also and the situation, I get the impression you're going to be with somebody else. So if he does decide to come back, the idea is sometimes when people come back, they make the notions and emotions to do that, but we're too busy with what's going on. And in a situation being in a good relationship, we don't notice them anymore. Okay? So I just feel like you're a very respectful person of yourself. But you wouldn't allow someone to come back in to ruin what you have. And that's what I feel like you would try to do, but I just don't feel like he's going to, because I just feel like you're going to be in such a good relationship. You're not going to, you won't let him in to even the point of even acknowledging he exists anymore. So the idea of even asking that question, we could give you an answer, but you don't need the answer because you're not going to have to deal with it.
You need to write a goodbye letter. Never send it. You need to write a letter. Tell him why he loves
you.
No. it's. Let me tell you, one of the exercises.
No. Listen up, Kat. See, listen up. Just one second. I'm not saying it's not a bad idea or a good idea. What I want to do is specify here, because Amber has a friend named Shannon who had intended to write a letter, but she was told not to mail it, and she did the opposite of what she was told to do.
So
I'm saying, Amber, I just want you to make sure that when she gives you this advice, I think it's more of a goodbye letter. I don't think she should mail the letter. I think it's just an idea of helping you to detach from the situation at hand. Am I not right, Kat? I'm sorry?
Yes, totally. Do not mail the letter. I'm repeating, do not mail the letter.
It's not
to be mailed. It's for your personal use. But when we go to write a letter, or even we just write things down, even if you just take a page and just put your thoughts down, you'll be surprised sometimes what we have in us that we don't even get out or thinking and stuff, and when we put it on paper, no, you throw it away, you burn it, you do something like that, you don't mail it. Do not mail it.
The reason I said that, because right now it's 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
9/11, emergency. Okay, and that's what I got. So I had to say that before you said anything further because of the influence, which I'm not saying. Shannon is a beautiful, wonderful woman who I love to death. But you know, I'm just saying, in this situation, and you can ask Shannon too. Maybe she would have a second thing about this too, of saying she shouldn't have mailed the letter. But then again, in our situation, I think it actually worked. And it happened because it was supposed to happen. But we're saying in a situation, what I saw the 9/11 was the ideal of really stressing to you that this letter is nothing. It's like forgiveness. Forgiving people is for you.
Yeah.
It's not for them. It's to detach and let them go and you go, and then we're both detached where we can go. And be caring and loving enough to understand that your boy, this guy that you're with, he's destined for somebody else. And love him enough to say, okay, bye. Let him go. Because you're destined for somebody else, so therefore it has to be he's destined for someone else as well. And you just wish him happiness. Write a goodbye letter to the point of saying just those things. You're a wonderful person. I hope one day you come into that and realize who and what you are, because maybe you didn't give that to me, and maybe it just wasn't meant to be in that situation, but you go on and be what you're supposed to be with, because I'm going on, because I know I'm going on to be someone, somebody right now, because I'm ready for that. So somewhere in the line that, but do what you want to do with this letter. But like I said, keep the stamps away from her. And okay.
Yeah.
And sorry, Kat, I didn't mean to cut you off like that. I was just, that came across really quickly that I had to say that. I just had to say it before anything.
I was like, no, I'm just telling her an exercise. It really works. I wasn't getting why you were stopping me. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. So, Amber, okay, do you see the whole thing now?
Yeah, I do see the whole thing.
Don't be so bummed around it, honey, because, like, believe me when I say it does get better when you let go and let that relationship go and open the doors for a new one to come in. They get better. The guys really do get better. As long as you're getting better too, you attract better ones into your life.
And think about this. You are going to get exactly the kind of relationship you want. You're going to get the love that you've always wanted and the caring, the nurturing, and the exact things that you've been focusing on. You're going to get those. But you're just. Sometimes it's just not what the people we think they are. And look at, just be excited about that. The reason this didn't work out because he wasn't the one. But the one is still there, and now you're going in that direction to be with that person.
Right.
Because you are this awesome person who needs to be with an awesome person. And if you sit and look at him, I'm not trying to be critical or nothing. I'm just saying at this time in his life, he's just not that for you, because if he was, you'd be together. And there would be not
right.
no controversy, no drama, no bullshit.
Right.
Excuse me.
Well, probably, it just sucks knowing that we probably won't ever be, you know?
It does suck, but when you meet the right person that you're going to meet here not too soon, you won't be thinking about that no more. You're going to look at it and go, okay, now I know why things happened the way they did. Because now
right.
I'm where I should be at. You're just right where you're supposed to be.
Right.
Okay, and I'm, you know, it's just, I'm just saying, you know, I just feel like that's the thing here.
Right.
Ask Shannon. I mean, she was focused on somebody too, but she thought for sure he was the one, and now she's in a totally different situation, and now she feels happy and content. Now she can be herself. She just
right.
she has no excuses for anything else. She's just being who she is. She's comfortable. She gets frustrated. But I guarantee you, I know how she feels, because I'm on the other side of this whole thing going, I can just be myself, which is really great to actually be in a
right.
situation where you can do that now. Where we make no excuses, and someone's not going to say, oh, you're a psychic and run like hell. You know, in the situation with
mm-hmm.
you. You know, you're a very strong-willed person. You have a very strong personality. You need someone to respect that, not to sit and keep criticizing it.
Right, right.
And you know what I'm talking about.
What was I going to say? When do you see this person coming? Can you feel when? I don't know. I'm just anxious, that's all.
Yeah, honey, you need to love yourself. You need to love yourself for a little period of time. Not worry about so much as a relationship with the other half of you, but you need to, you know, come whole with yourself.
Whole
with
you? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And not worry even about who will come in the future. Somebody's going to come for you, okay? There's enough people in this world that, you know, unless you become a monk, you really, you know, you're going to cook up with somebody. You're going to connect to somebody, okay? It's in that time that we do connect and everything.
I'm sorry, that's why she put that.
So you need to stop worrying about it. Stop. I know exactly where you're at. I've been there myself, like, oh, my God, well, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? It doesn't matter. It drives yourself crazy, because then you can miss out what is in front of you, because it might be a friend of you that's right next to you, but you're so preoccupied with
mm-hmm.
your mind and thoughts, you couldn't even recognize.
Shannon, are you there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Hi,
Shannon.
Hi. But I will say, though, writing the letter that I wrote was the best thing that happened to me.
Yes. But I'm just saying, when she said it, some of that letter, I saw 911, and I just, like, went into freaking mode going, tell her, please, that she can't mail it. It's not for mailing. It's just for writing. And I'm, you know, you're right. I think it was, you know, right now I look at the situation, and maybe that's what I was telling you when I told you, are you prepared for what's going to happen when you write this letter, which is happening right now.
Right.
So it makes sense now.
Yes, Amber, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for, because you got to be ready for it when you get it.
Okay.
We're good. So I'm just saying, where? I love it. I'm enjoying every minute of this. So
I don't write the letter. I mean, don't mail a letter. Burn it and send it in a positive way.
Yeah, burn it.
Every negative thought, everything that you have inside of you, just burn it.
Or write
everything down.
I feel like you could actually be in a really good relationship in about 2 months. I also get the impression what you should do, besides writing that letter, you should also write a letter to your guardian angel of helping you to see the right person, to weed, you know, weed out the ones that you don't want to be with, because you have a tendency to attract a lot of people because of the light that you actually illuminate. So take that in consideration, too, that you are, with that kind of energy going on, it should tell you what kind of person you really are.
Right.
Right.
She needs to look in the mirror more and see how beautiful.
Yeah. And quit trying to drown it with alcohol, okay?
Huh?
I said,
you
quit
said
trying
don't
to
drown it with alcohol?
Yeah, stop drowning it with alcohol because, you know, you're just a very gifted person. So just think about that, okay? I guarantee you. I'm just saying, when you find a person who respects who you are and doesn't come in here and say, okay, yeah, I don't think you should be doing those things, and you look at him and say, I don't think I should be with you either, man. Adios, amigo. It's always the person that comes into the whole thing and says, you be who you are, and I'll be who I am, and we'll be fine.
Right.
If not, even great. So, you know, that's the
and
whole thing.
And you should have it around you, not even like this in the mountains. That's how all relationships should go with your friends and everything is... You know, to have that safety net of core community kind of vibration around you, knowing somebody has your back.
Right.
Do you have a really good friend? Do you have a best friend? That...
Yeah, she's on the line.
Yeah, Shannon. She's my
girl. Yeah, Shannon's
girl.
Right here.
There you go.
Yeah. She's awesome. She's got my back all the time. She's full support. Always there.
There you go.
I love her to death.
No, sad, huh? There we go. It's network. Network is working.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Does anybody have anything else they want to say before we all hang up and go our merry way?
Yeah, she needs to get off the phone so she can come up and eat dinner.
There you go.
We're actually supposed to be eating together right now, so.
Well, I'll see you guys later, and I'm going to stick here and talk. I'm going to talk to Kat here on the line for a minute, so I'll be calling you in about 15. I don't know. I got a reading at 9:32, Shannon, so I'm going to try to jump in there somewhere and call you. And I'd rather wait until the readings are over so I can just sit here and talk to you for the rest of the night, all right?
That is perfectly fine. Call me whenever you get a chance. I'm going to be busy as well.
All righty.
My heart's there. That's all that matters.
Yeah, mine is with you as well.
Okay. Amber, get your butt over here.
Okay, I'm coming.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you, Donnie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. What's her name? I'm sorry.
Kat.
Kat. Oh, thank you, Kat.
Katie Kat. It's either Kate or Kat. Call me this or that. Either way, can't forget Kat. Come on. I think I made a little impression or maybe an impact on your life. That's what I go for, more of an impact than an impression. But.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I thank you both so much. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Listening to me and talking. And telling me what you thought.
Let it go. Hey, you know that, let it be, let it be. Yes. You need to listen to that song.
Let it be, let it
be. Okay, guys. What is it, the Dean Martin Comedy Hour?
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, I'm going to get my butt off here, but thank you so much again.
You're welcome. Love you, Shannon.
Okay. Love you, too. And, Kat, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Shannon. Look forward to future talkings with you as well.
Bye,
likewise.
Guys.
Love and light.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I bless both of you.
You too.
Yay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, guys. I thought she was done. Kat.
Yeah.
What's up?
Chicken butt.
Okay, I cannot handle it. I used to have this. My granddaughter is constantly saying crap like that all the time. I never have a decent conversation anymore.
That's because everybody's always asking the same damn thing.
Okay, Kat, where's it at?
What you want to talk about?
Oh, it was one of those things. This is what I was playing everybody. Okay, every once in a while I have people come on as co-hosts. Okay, now my last co-host, Desiree, nice lady, but she wanted to get compensated for being a co-host, which was kind of irritating.
Oh my God.
Well, it was irritating because
I put her on my site, and I was advertising, and then even after a week after she wasn't on the show anymore, even when she wasn't here, I was constantly giving out her information so people could contact her for readings. And I told her, I said, well, you know, the way things work, for a show like mine for 3 hours, you're talking about a minimum of advertising at $300. And so I was sitting there thinking about it, too. She wanted $20 an hour. And I was there going, if you think about it, I could either advertise you or pay you for being on the show. Because I think actually paying you for being on the show is a lot cheaper than the advertising, which was, you know, and she was freaking out. So I tell everybody, I said, I like having people on the show, and I love to have you as a co-host for a while, if you would want to,
yeah.
You know, kind of get the feel for everything. You could be my co-host for a while, and I will promote you and advertise you on my website and my home page and my show page. But there's
not. I love that. Oh.
Go ahead.
There's no compensation. To me, the good things in life are free. For real.
Yeah. So.
And I've never accepted money for readings myself, so I do it out of goodness of my heart.
The only thing I tell people who don't accept money for readings sometimes is you got to watch people you work with because they do not take a lot of credit. How do I put this? I've done readings for people before too. I gave it to them for free, and they didn't do anything with it because they didn't think it was worth anything because they got it for free. So that's why
yeah.
I tell people the ideal, that kind of thing, and putting a worth on it. If
you're
I'm
25 years old.
I'm just saying, if you do it,
yeah.
I'm just saying what I do when I give things away too, I would tell them. Because I have my shop in Colorado, I do that. People walk in, I don't have any money. Okay, just sit down anyway. But I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you right now, what I would do is I look at them and go, this costs $25 for 15 minutes, but you're going to get it for free. So see, you put worth on it. And you can still do it for free. I'm just saying, you don't have to take
mm-hmm.
money for things if you don't feel like it. But I think you should take it and put some worth on it and say.
But see, I just got back from Journey and I've been hitchhiking all over America and I just got back this past. I've been out in
all
Arizona.
Over America?
Yeah, and I just got back
really?
With the Indians. Yeah, I live with the Indians. And I've been at the feet of Mayan ancestors and shamans and healers from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
At the return of the ancestors. And so a lot of my training, too, is very shamanistic.
I understand
so,
that, but you should look at this. I'm just saying, those people get
I'm
paid.
I'm starting to. Like, it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, 3 years ago, I was knocking people. I was like, how could you take money for this? But that was me being naive.
Yeah, because I looked at people, I said,
and
think about this. Go talk
myself.
To your pastor. Go talk to the preacher. Go talk to the rabbi. They all get paid. In different ways, but they still get paid for what they're doing.
Yeah.
Or they could, on this earth, we have to, I'm just saying, when you manifest and you're attracting things, you're attracting your wants and needs and desires. So therefore, the need or the want for compensation of just living so you can continue to do what you're doing, that's what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
basically. Of course, you want to live comfortably. And it's. I'm just saying, I've seen situations, and I have to take a different look at it, too, and started noticing that the preacher down the church was getting paid with housing
yeah.
stuff like that. And then when I was in Colorado living out there, I had a stink there where I didn't eat for 4 days. And I'm like, you know something? What are we going to do? So it was funny. My friend called me up and she's like, I don't have any money. I have this credit to help you out by we'll do a reading and I can send you pizzas or whatever you want. And so that one kind of kicked off a minute too, where it was like, I started looking at people and going, okay, what are you comfortable with compensation? What, you know, what's you're comfortable with and that kind of thing. And then
yeah.
It kind of kicked off where I know when I walked into my shop, when I first shop out there, I told myself that whoever I passed, I was going to help them out no matter what their circumstances was. Okay.
Well, I have a question. Maybe you can help me out a little bit with maybe the relationship. I'm single right now and
yeah.
been very, very just with myself and stuff. And I feel like somebody's coming for me.
There is. And it's very, very soon. I mean, I can sit here and tell you when, if I could pick it up. I'm just seeing that it's very, very soon to the point where I get the impression, I would sit here and say it's like mine. Mine came like this. She was resistant. She actually called me on the show. And she was talking about some guy she wanted to be with. And I just felt like it was something that, I don't know, it was just almost like a residual of someone hanging on to something that was so stubborn. That's the guy. That's the one. He's the one, if I can't have him, then I guess I'll never have happiness. And I told her, I said, that's not true. You're going to get everything you want, happiness, love, the kind of person you that you want, everything. And she goes, well, how's that if I can't have this guy? I said, sometimes in situations, you are going to, well, I should say every time. Seriously, honestly, every time you do something, you're going to get exactly what you've been focusing on. And I said, what you're doing is not realizing that the person you're focusing on with those things that you're trying to get but you're not getting, he's not the one. Or because of you be getting those things, but you're not getting those things. I said, right now I look at you and you are a person who is ready to be in a relationship. You've said that. You love yourself. You really care about who you are. You know, you're just all this stuff that's going on. And so therefore, since he's not ready, that's a sign that it's not working. And I said, it's been something you've been hanging on for too long that it's actually been over for a while. So if you decide to move on, don't sit and use that as an excuse saying, well, I need some time. You've already had plenty of time, but you've used it in other ways of focusing on trying how to get him, manifestations and that kind of stuff. So my reading, someone did a reading for me, said, what's going to happen is you're going to think it's not going to go anywhere, and then all of a sudden it will. And it was like one day I was sitting there working with her, and I was very frustrated because I could see things clearly for what they was and what was going to happen. But she was in denial mode and using everything she could to deny it. And then, so I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. And then one day she calls me up and said, she goes, you know, son, I've been thinking about a lot of things and the person I want to be with and things I want to have and stuff like that. And she goes, I just realized something. I said, what's that? She goes, you're it. You're it. You're that person. And I'm sitting there going, whoa. That's exactly how it was. Once I didn't think it was going to happen, then all of a sudden it took a, it turned really quickly. So I was like, I had to sit there and stop for a second, because she's like, she keeps thinking that I'm pulling back from her, and she doesn't realize the idea of being a psychic. I have to take time to distance myself, to you know, to regroup and that kind of stuff. So it has nothing to It has nothing to do with her. Hold on for one second, okay?
Okay.
Pam.
Yeah.
You calling for your reading?
Yeah.
Okay, just hold on for one second. And let me finish this one little thing here, two seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, do me a favor. So if you want to do the co-hosting?
Yeah.
You're right. I was noticing it myself. Working together works really well. So.
And I have cards, too, and astrology, and... you know, I'm a Reiki master and a tantric teacher, and got a lot of work. But you go ahead and do your reading. You gave me your number. When would you like me to call you again, and we'll talk?
Well, she's got an hour reading, I think. So, you know, if you could, what is today? Today, tomorrow. Call me tomorrow, if you can. I mean, if you want to call me tonight at 1:00, I'll be up at 1:00.
Okay. If I feel the urge to call you a little bit, or I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, because I was going to say, I'm going to call Shannon, and we're going to talk for a while. We have a tendency to stay up all night with each other, so.
That's cool. Well, then I'll just call you tomorrow, then.
Yeah, call me about, where are you at?
Louisiana.
Okay, in Louisiana. I think, what is Louisiana? Is that like 2
right
hours
now,
ahead of me?
8:30.
Oh, you're only an hour ahead. Okay, well, just call me.
Is it 7:30 where you're?
No, it's actually 9:30.
Oh, I'm an hour behind.
An hour behind. Okay, why don't you just give me a call tomorrow at 11:00 my time?
Okay, I mean 2:00 my time. Gotcha. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll talk to you then,
brother. All right.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right. Hold on, Pam. I gotta get my headset off. Yeah. I'm having a great time here. I gotta clear things out here, so.
Are you running out? Are you spreading yourself?